participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 2007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
Sounds like somebody's got a case of the munders.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Sorry about that. We barely made it in the studio today, but with all the kids outside.
Are they
selling cookies or what is
no,
the
no, what they're doing?
Get them out of here. Get them out of here right now. Get them out of here.
Based on a true story, he was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself, a man of faith, a man of hate, and a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
Rob's Beware.
Hi, Rob. You really should try their cookies. They're made with white chocolate chips. Good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Masters, debaters, and all the ships at sea. Hey, you loved them last night on 6 Feet Under as the affectionate repairman. It's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara. Thank you, Robbie.
And hello, and thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show, new episode on this Monday, on April 15th.
At the Spanish guy's house, Rob. Just wanted to make sure I got it.
Monday, April 15th, and here's your phone number from anywhere in America, the master number, 877-365-3636, Washington, D.C., WJFK, 202-432-1067, New York on WNEW, 877-692-1027. Bear with me.
This doll, come on.
Pollen is still kicking my ass.
The worst ever this year.
It is really bad. I think everybody's feeling a little raspy.
Mild winter made that happen.
So I asked my friend, the dealer.
Yeah.
And listen, he can give me just about anything, but he doesn't have Claritin. Here he is. And you're not my favorite drug dealer anymore. Buzz Burbank, everybody.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Buzz. Or as I'm going to call him, Sloppy Sink Boy.
Why? What did he do in the bathroom?
He's Sloppy Sink Boy. He was in right before I got out of there. I was going toity, and he left. It was as though someone had showered over the sink.
No, that sink was already sloppy when I got there.
Okay, well, you left the foam in the bottom of the sink, though.
Oh, I'll try to rinse more carefully in the future.
That wasn't your water all over the basin?
I don't think so, no.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello, Don.
Might as well start out right on a Monday.
I called you guys from Philly.
Turn your radio down, honey.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Remember I called you guys from Philly? Well, when you guys were in Philadelphia, and I was going to come down there, and I was going to come in my lab coat.
Oh, right.
Jonah.
Yes.
Right. Hi, honey.
Yeah,
hi.
Yeah, absolutely. How you doing?
Is Rob there?
Yes.
Rob?
Yeah.
I heard what he said after I hung up the phone. That wasn't very nice.
What did he say, Rob? Do you remember?
What did he say?
I don't recall what I
said.
What's wrong with their microphone?
Oh,
here?
Rob calls all the girls whores.
Yes, it's a term of endearment.
I don't think you're good publicity for your show, then.
No, it's good. It's what I'm implying is that you can make a living with your beauty.
Are they fine?
Yeah, the mics are fine.
It's not my IMS headphones.
It could be.
I don't think so, though, because, I mean, everything else sounded normal.
I'm telling you, the microphones are fine.
Really? They sound a little more hollow than normal.
No, Mike?
Really?
It's you.
It's always me.
That's the story of how I became a lonely guy.
They sound a little different, but I could be wrong. We've been away. We have been away for a while.
Away.
Lonely guys have been with us since the beginning of time.
Yeah. Honey, you will soon learn with Rob. If he calls you a whore, that means he likes you.
That's right.
Oh, that means he likes me.
That means he likes you.
I love you.
That's great.
All right. Thank you, Anna.
Don't let them lie to you, ma'am.
I'm trying to say hi again. I'm still listening.
Don't let them lie to you like they're lying to me about the microphones.
Thank you, honey.
Bye.
We are not lying to you about the microphones.
That's good.
The microphones sound fine.
They sound a little different to me, but maybe it's just because we have been away for a week. I think that's it.
Maybe that's it. Getting used to it.
Uh-huh.
No. All I do know is today is the 15th. Yeah. And we're going to table the newscast tonight, right?
That's good.
Because we love the day after taxes. The news reports tonight at 11 o'clock with the morons that wait till the last minute to go down and file their tax returns. And
you know, I thought because I waited till today to file, when I like 9:30 this morning, I was at the post office. I expected because I was filing today, I'd get like a free donut or a cup of coffee or something like that.
Mike, that doesn't happen until tonight.
Oh, tonight.
Tonight. That's when the radio stations go out there.
All right.
That's when they go out there with their sticker patrols. And they give away, Excedrin,
mm-hmm.
And they give away donuts.
Yeah, there was a Tax Night Blues Festival at one of the local places.
Now, is Joe ready? We're going to send Joe Ardinger out today.
Oh,
he's
good.
Seemingly unprepared. He knows he's going out, but he hasn't seen his copy. He has his bullhorn.
Okay, and can someone give him a cell phone? My battery's dead.
I'll give him mine.
Okay, give me your cell phone. We have scripts. We're sending Joe down to the local post office
to shout on the bullhorn.
Yes. Yeah.
Sayings to the late comers.
Yes, absolutely.
That's wonderful. There it is. Here's Joe with his bullhorn now.
There he is. Hi, Joe.
Hi, guys.
Hold on. Turn it on, Joe. Give it a try.
Hi, guys.
Turn it up.
Hello.
Turn the volume.
Can you make it louder?
Louder.
Hello. You there?
It's too loud.
It'll be better outside.
Back it off a little.
It's a small bullhorn.
Check that. 1, 2. Okay,
great.
Is that the one that's got the sirens on it, too?
It's got songs and stuff.
Just read the very first thing that we've written for you. And know that this is your rule.
You'll have to take his... Pardon everyone while this show actually slowed down to a snail's pace.
Here we go, Mike. Come on.
Hello, Americans. I'm Joe Ardinger, and I'm continually prohibited from...
No. Contractually.
Oh, okay.
Take it from the top.
Is it handwritten or typewritten?
Handwritten, but it's kind of... I guess I'm going blind.
My handwriting is fine.
Hello, Americans. I'm Joe Ardinger, and I'm contractually prohibited from any ad-libbing.
All right, now the second one.
It's April 15th, so be like me. Don't pay your taxes. I'm Joe Ardinger, tax-free since 1986. Sure that is.
All right, now in the next one, when you say right here, grab your crotch.
I'm from the Don and Mike Show, and I've got your tax relief kit right here.
Perfect. Now, here's another good one. Okay, go ahead.
Hey, what's your hurry? You have till midnight, and the gay donuts aren't even here yet.
The gay donuts.
Now, the next one is especially for Joe.
Vote no to taxing illicit prescription pharmaceuticals.
Okay. Here's another one just for Joe.
Could someone bring me some brownies? I have the tax day munchies.
This is one I want to just screaming at people as they walk into the post office.
Okay, good.
The next one.
Stop! Stop! Don't pay your taxes! Halt! 'Tis not late to thumb your nose at Uncle Sam.
'Tis not too late.
Oh, there's no two.
Okay, well, it is not too late.
No ad-libbing.
Okay, here you go. Try the next one.
Taxes? I don't much care for taxes.
And then the final one.
I've got five letters for ye. F you, IRS.
All right, get out to the post office.
Go, Joe. Right, way go. To go. He's excellent. Off, ladies and gentlemen.
Super. Joe Ardinger.
Super Joe. Seems like we've downsized in our bullhorn department.
Yeah, it's very small.
Yeah, well, you know,
we have a big mubba.
We used to have a big one, and then it broke, and we bought another one, and somebody stole it.
Oh, no.
Because everybody wants to have one around the house, you know. It's easy for calling people to supper.
I'm not really exactly sure, but that's the best we can do. So we'll be sending Joe out today.
You'll be pleased to know that Wendell's already given Joe his taxes to mail for him.
Wendell pays, huh?
And I think Lisa might also be sending Joe out with her taxes as well. Okay, hi, welcome to the show, everybody. Big show for you today. As we mentioned, Joe will be out at the post office yelling stuff at people. I got a weekend full of stuff to tell you. We have your computer email messages to read on the air today. Did the jingle arrive?
Not yet. It's not yet. On FedEx.
It didn't arrive yet?
We think by the end of the broadcast day...
Don't just order the jingle. Play it, Don.
We'll have the Don Geronimo and Patrick Bateman jingles.
Very good. Good stuff.
We've ordered them from the jingle company in Dallas.
Do you like jingles?
So, the weekend. Here's my weekend. And I know you had a weekend, too, and I'm ready with all the new tapes that we've got from Mike's weekend that are going to be used to punctuate the weekend.
This is the story of how I became a lonely guy.
Yeah. Yeah, I had those moments over the weekend.
But my weekend was, well, it started off, and my brother's going to kill me, but I'm going to talk about this anyway. My wife and I derive great pleasure out of reading my brother's mail. Let me explain what I mean.
You mean mail that comes from your brother?
No, mail that comes to my brother, to my address.
So is this a new thing where he's getting mail sent to you?
No, here's the deal. I'm going to try to... say this in a way that doesn't totally piss him off, but I have to start sharing this with you. You know, he recently moved. In the last 6 months, he moved to the Milwaukee area.
Right. Yeah, he was in search of new employment and a new life.
Right. And he broke up with a girl.
Uh-huh.
Now, the girl doesn't know where he's going to. So about 2 months ago, we got a letter at our house in Virginia addressed to my brother. We didn't open it. We called my brother up, and we said, there's a letter for you here. And he said, well, it's because this girl doesn't know where I am.
But she knows your address.
Yes, she knows my address, so she probably thinks that he's down here sponging off me.
Nice of him to give you to give her your address.
So we say I say to my brother, this is before my wife even got involved in this, I said, do you want to know what's in the letter? And he said, sure. So I opened the letter, and I read it. And it was highly sexually explicit.
Sexually charged correspondence?
Wow. Absolutely. With,
that's exciting.
Complete with bad punctuation and misspelled words.
Grammatical errors.
Yes, but lots of talk about D's and B's. And
really?
And V's. And
wow.
I can't picture another woman S-ing your D.
Wow.
I love S-ing your D.
Man.
How can your D go in another V?
Sounds like a classy lady.
So we read it. I read it to Jimmy, and he laughs, and he says, okay, just throw it away.
Now, I said, do you think when he gave you permission to read it that he expected it was going to be
Well, no. Now, here's the deal. About 2 weeks later, we get another letter. And I call him up again, and I say, we got another letter for you. And he says, I don't care. I really don't care. And I said, well, I'm going to bring the letters in and read them on the air. And he said, no, don't do that. Please don't read them on the air.
Right.
So I'm not going to read the letters on the air, but suffice to say that over the last 6 months, maybe once a month, we get one of these letters in the mail.
Oh, and it's like showtime.
And wow. Saturday, my wife and I were actually fighting about it.
Right.
Because she came up from the mailbox, and she got the big stack of all the catalogs and all the junk mail. She's holding it all, cradling it in her left hand, and in her right hand, she's got an envelope. And she's waving it at me as she's walking up the driveway.
Right.
And I said, what do you got? And she said, I've got the new letter for your brother Jim. I'm going to open it, and you're not going to be able to read it. So she comes to the house, and I grab it from her.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, huh? Now I've got it. You're not going to be able to read it.
Right.
She says, hey, dude, don't Bogart that letter. So what we decide we're going to do is we are going to open it together.
Right.
And we are going to read it together.
Mm-hmm.
So neither one of us misses out on any of the hot D&B, V&T action.
And you can enjoy it together.
Yes. You can enjoy it together.
That's nice.
The problem is, I read faster than my wife does. That I skim it, I look at the first page, and go, okay, I'm ready to go to the second page.
Right.
She goes, I'm not done reading the first page yet. I said, okay, and they're written on pieces of paper about as big as an index card.
Stationary, a little stationary.
Well, not stationary, like from a binder. From a binder that's got the thing on top.
Oh, I see.
And you just rip off the top page.
Quality drugstore stationery.
Right, so we get through the first page. And there's, like, no sex stuff.
Oh, what a bummer.
And we're disappointed.
Sure.
We go to the second page. Bingo. Jackpot.
D's and B's.
Jackpot. And this time, I mean, more graphic than ever.
Really?
I dream about my hands on your D. I dream about your B's in my mouth.
Wow.
And we're reading this like two mental patients.
That's incredible.
Just throwing our heads back and laughing at this. And, I love my brother. He has given us permission to open the mail. He doesn't want the mail.
Right.
He doesn't want it forwarded to him. He doesn't want it.
Right.
But he's now given us permission to read it.
Sure.
So, and again, this weekend was a weekend that we got one of the letters. And it's only because my brother has requested that I don't read it.
That you don't read it.
But, you know what? Maybe tomorrow I'll bring it in and just show it just to you. Because I'm not doing it the service.
But it sounds pretty intense. Is she attempting to lure him back with her potty talk? Is that what it is?
She, I don't know if she wants to lure him back. I know that, well, yeah, she wants him back.
Well, she wants him back if she's talking about dreaming about putting her,
Let me call my
reaching in and grabbing his D.
Certainly the impression she's leaving.
Let me call my wife. I know that she's at a funeral. There was a funeral at 10 today. How long does a funeral take?
What denomination?
I don't know.
If it's Catholic, it can be like 90 minutes.
Hi, if I haven't answered this.
All right. Well, she's not. She's still at the funeral.
Yeah.
So I'll get her to call later, and she can describe the letters. But yes, the woman wants him back, although now, in the latest letter, the girl seems resigned to the fact that she's lost him,
right,
forever. But she will love him forever. She will love my brother forever.
Now, how did he... Wasn't there a time where he was super hot to trot for, well, I guess he's been like that with every woman he's been with.
Yeah, he's always
hot to trot, and then it cools very quickly.
Something happens. Mm-hmm. Something goes awry.
But he does unbelievably well in rebounding with these relationships.
Yeah, and that's the part I don't think that he wants me talking about, is how he's incredibly rebounded
again
already.
In Milwaukee?
I think that maybe that's the reason he moved to Milwaukee.
Bigger pond.
Oh, okay. I think so.
Yeah, well.
So anyway, we get the letter, and it was...
So somebody else is grabbing his D&B.
big excitement. I got to bring the letters in.
Someone else is S-ing his D.
You don't think he'd change his mind and give permission for you to read edited versions of them?
I don't think so.
No.
I mean, he was pretty adamant about that, but the letters are funny, and because they're written... The grammar level of the letters appears to be...
I got a hankering to S-U-D.
You know, eighth grade tops.
Right.
Too bad.
Right.
That adds to the entire experience of reading the letters.
Sure, sure. Well, birds of a feather.
Give them a powerful good effing.
And like
I ain't your kin.
This one ends with something like, I know we can never be together, but know that even while she, and you shouldn't even know who the she is, but while she is S-ing your D, I wish that I was S-ing your D.
Well, that's nice.
That is a nice sentiment.
Your brother's a nice chap.
I know.
But,
go figure.
What's the dilly, yo?
I don't know. So anyway, that's...
Chicks seem to dig him.
That was part of the weekend, was the fight, the mock fight that Frieda and I had about opening my brother's
right,
mail.
Right, indeed.
Then another part of my weekend was the fact that when I got back from New York on Saturday, the first thing I wanted to do was...
Say you're very smart that you stayed in New York on Friday night. It was a scary little departure.
Oh, and I know Rob has a story about
not,
that.
Not just Rob's part, but Rob and my cab ride.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Really, probably, since all the crap happened, probably one of the most nervous little drives through Midtown Manhattan.
Wow.
Awfully, it's weird when Broadway is brought down to one lane.
Yeah, pretty amazing.
Yeah.
You know, I thought the Palestinians were in Palestine.
So did I.
Just my opinion.
Oh, they were having their big protest at Times Square, right?
Like you wouldn't believe.
Ooh,
I mean,
right.
Like, you know, blocks, and then the second block. And then third block.
And it was pouring rain on Friday afternoon.
And it wasn't pouring, but it was raining. But it just was pretty amazing. You know, you did feel for a minute like you were in the middle of the Mideast.
Well, let's face it. That's why Don stayed, so he could.
Yeah, so he could join in the protest.
He could.
Be part of it.
So I get home Saturday. And now, keep in mind, I haven't seen my wife for a week. We'd been gone from Sunday. Then we went to Philly, to New York, and I got back Saturday. I come out, I go, oh, I love you, I miss you. Immediately, first thing I go, I turn on Amsterdam Admirals versus the Barcelona Dragons.
You know, I saw on the DirecTV, you know, your NFL Europe all over the place. I mean,
yeah.
You know, channel after channel after channel.
So she comes in and she says to me, I can't believe this. You're gone a week, and yeah, you said you were happy to see me, and you said we were going to do something special this weekend, but you're watching NFL Europe football? So I said, I'm going to use my noodle here, TiVo. TiVo'd all the games.
Really? There you go. That's a good idea.
Brilliant.
All three game. TiVo'd the games.
Should have done that today.
Made that happen. What's that?
It's the Boston Marathon today. Yankees against the Red Sox. Final game, and I should have TiVo'd it. Darn it.
So I TiVo that, and I say to my wife, now we're gonna go out, and today it's gonna be your choice. You name what we do today, and we had perhaps the most mundane, boring day in the history of days.
Oh, no.
We went to the dry cleaners.
Yay.
Then we went to the bookstore. Then
excitement.
Then we went to buy a pair of pants.
Welcome home.
Then we went to pick up a prescription. Mm-hmm. It was just like all the crap that she normally does.
Mm-hmm. You're just along for the ride.
I'm there, and we have the day together, and we went out to eat on Saturday night, which was pleasant enough. And then she says to me, "Listen, we've got a problem. We have a problem with our son." A problem that has really reared its ugly head since you have been going out of town.
Mm.
He refuses to wake up in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
That, I guess when I'm not there, when she goes down to wake him up, he just goes back to sleep.
Right.
So she said, I don't care what you do, when you're at home, it's your job to go down and wake up the boy. So yesterday morning, Sunday morning, wife and I get up. Go to church. We go to 8 o'clock mass. Go. We have some coffee afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
We don't wake him up. We don't make him come with us. Get back home. It's 11 o'clock. I go down to his room, and I say, hey, you know, rise and shine. He opened the curtains. I go, time to get up.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, ugh. So what I do is I start to pull the covers.
Mm-hmm.
And he's holding on to the covers. So now what I've done is I have actually got him on the edge of the bed, and I'm pulling the covers, and I actually pull him off the bed.
Mm-hmm.
So now he's laying on the floor,
sleeping,
wrapped up in a blanket. So what I do is I go out to my drum set, and I get two of the cymbals that are on stands.
Oh, no.
Right? I come in his room, and I'm standing 2 feet away from him, where he's laying on the floor, refusing to get up. And for 5 minutes, I'm just crashing the cymbals.
5 minutes?
I'm not kidding. Because
Jesus Christ.
Because the dogs are going crazy.
That's amazing.
My wife comes down to see what's going on.
Right.
5 minutes, still the kid is just laying there.
Wow.
Just laying there. Now, he's not sleeping, but now it's a battle of attrition.
Right.
He's not going to get up.
Mm-hmm.
So, I take the cymbals. I leave the room. I hear the door shut. He's so freaking lazy. With his foot, he's reached out and slammed the door.
Mm-hmm.
Then what I did was I went to the sink. and I got a pitcher of water.
Uh-oh.
Here we go.
I walked back into his room, and I said, now he still is laying on the floor at 11:15 yesterday morning.
Right.
With a blanket over his head. And I said, Bart, this is your last chance. Get your ass up now. He said, something unintelligible from under the covers. So I pulled up the covers and poured an entire gigantic pitcher of water
right
all over him.
That'll wake anybody up.
And I offer this as advice to parents. You got a teenager who you can't get out of bed. You douse him with a pitcher of water.
That'll do it.
And I guarantee that kid will get out of bed.
He's up.
Now, this morning, when I went to wake him up, I had a different tactic. Because he was not laying on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
He was laying in his bed. And I'm not going to go through the deal where I, again, pull on the covers, and get him on the floor in a ball. And I can't pour a pitcher of water on him while he's in the bed.
Yeah, it'll soak the mattress. Right.
So what I did was, I got a spray bottle.
Ah, there you go.
I got a spray bottle. And I tapped him on the shoulder, and very nicely, I said, hey, bud, time to get up. You know, you got to get your show on the road. You got to get moving.
Right.
No. I said, oh, come on. I said, just turn around and look at me. Just turn around and halfway open your eye at me. And as soon as he did, I went, and I mean, you want to talk about a kid getting his ass out of bed.
He's up. Wow.
And getting moving. So I offer that as my bit of parental advice.
So that's the alarm clock, is the spritzer in the face.
That also works if you need to discipline a cat.
Because he
it does. Or a dog.
And that's where I got the idea, because that's what we do to our dogs when they're mad.
Brilliant.
Because the alarm clock, he will sit there with the alarm blasting static. And he'll just sleep through it.
Wow. Really?
Yeah, I mean, we
incredibly sound sleep.
We've gone down to his room.
I remember when I was that age. That's you mean you're in prime sleep mode.
That's right.
So that's my helpful advice for waking your kid up.
Hints from Donnie.
now, here's another hint that I'm going to throw out to you. And I'm not proud of having done this, but I'm going to tell you that I did drop my name yesterday. Not that it matters a hill of beans, but I want to say first hello to the good people at Cox Roadrunner.
Ah.
They're an advertiser on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And you might have heard my wife mention last week that for 2 days, our entire computer network at home was down.
Right.
And, you know, we pay our bills online. We were getting our tax stuff together online.
Right.
And it's impossible in this day and age. You can go, you know, maybe a day without your computer. But when you call up and you say the network is down and they say we're going to send somebody out. And my wife sits around from 8 in the morning to 5 in the afternoon and nobody shows up.
Now, when you say your network, are you talking about the computers in your own house?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So your computers have crashed.
Right. But it's because of
the
server's
right
down.
Ah.
So she waits from 8 until 5 on Wednesday, all day waits. Nobody shows up.
Mm-hmm.
She calls up on Thursday, and they say, oh, we got real busy today, but we promise we'll have someone out there tomorrow.
This is a cable modem that you're using here?
Yes, we'll have someone out there tomorrow between 8 and 5.
Okay.
So again, she waits from 8 o'clock, and at about 4:45...
Isn't that the company that this man does the commercials for?
That's true. I'm getting to that.
Okay.
So about 4:45, the guy shows up. He fixes the problem. Computers are online. My wife's pissed because she's had to wait 2 days, but BFD. Yesterday, she's going ballistic. She says, you're not going to believe this. The cable's out again. The cable modem is out again. We can't get online. We have tax stuff we got to get done.
Right.
She says, I have been on the phone with the people for an hour, and they tell me, in between being on hold, that the fastest they can get someone out here is Thursday, which means we would be without the computer and living our life Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Wow.
So I said to her, because we were getting ready to go up the street to a barbecue for our new neighbors, I said, leave it to me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm on hold, and I am sitting through 15 minutes of the ads about the pay-per-view and how great, you know, all the...
That's okay. You know, you're on a service call, and you have to sit through their commercials. I mean, incredible.
You know, I don't give a rat's ass if you're running the Fast and the Furious on pay-per-view. Just, you know, just get back to me.
Don't get that movie, incidentally, on pay-per-view.
So finally...
Jesus.
Finally, the guy comes back, and he goes, Mrs. Source? And I say, no, hi, this is Mr. Source you're dealing with now. How are you, son? And he says,
I'm doing fine.
I said, listen, I know you probably are going to think that I'm an a-hole, and I am, but I'm going to want you to just listen to me for a couple of seconds. I said, this thing happened last week. My wife had to wait from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and you didn't show up.
Mm-hmm.
Then the next day, she waited from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and you guys showed up at 4:45.
Right.
Now she's on hold for an hour, and you're telling her that the best that you can possibly do is come out on Thursday. I said, my name is Mike Source, but my disc jockey name is Don Geronimo from the Don and Mike Show, and I know that the news guy from my show mm-hmm. does commercials for your product.
Right.
So I said, so here's the deal. Tomorrow, my wife has to go to a funeral at 10 o'clock in the morning, and my wife has to go to a doctor appointment at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, which means the only time that's convenient for her is 12 noon. So you will have a man at my house tomorrow at 12 noon to fix the computer. And there's silence for a second. And I said, if you want to write down my name, it's Mr. A-S-S-H-O-L-N-N. I said, listen, I know I'm being a jerk, but I'm just telling you, you come out and fix this. You're a great sponsor.
Mm-hmm.
You handle this. I will have nothing but great things to say. But otherwise, you turn the radio on tomorrow at 12 noon. If you're not at my house, I swear to God. And I said, son, what is your name?
My name is Adam, but I'm just the service representative.
I said, Adam, I guarantee you're going to be a world of hurt tomorrow. You got me, Adam? 12 noon, my house, goodbye. Click. I hang up the phone, and I hear Frida in the next room, and she's going, I cannot believe you did that.
Hey, well, every once in a while when they push us.
She said, I can't believe you did that.
Had to.
It is like living with Tony Soprano. She said, you are worse than that pompous ass Dan Snyder. She says, how could you possibly do that? While she's yelling at me, phone rings. I pick it up. Hello? It's a supervisor from Cox Roadrunner.
Mm-hmm.
Says, hi, I understand you were just on the phone with Adam. Now, I'm fully expecting that the guy's going to tell me to blow it out my ass.
Right.
You know what the guy says to me?
What?
As it turns out, we have someone in your neighborhood right now.
Always!
And if it's all right with you, we will be there within the hour.
Yeah.
And we don't even have to come inside your house since it's a problem with the box outside.
Right.
And we will have the situation resolved within an hour.
End of problem.
So I hang up the phone, and I turn to my wife, and I go, guess who that was? And she said, it was Cox Roadrunner, right? I said, yep. And she said, what did you do now? And I looked at her, I said, who's your man? Who's your man?
Had to be done.
And she said, what's the deal? And when I told her they were coming within the hour, I swear to God, I could have said to her, get on your knees right now and give me the best BJ you've ever given me in my life. Suddenly, the fact that I'm an a-hole,
suddenly
it worked to our advantage.
There you go.
Yeah.
And she loved it.
And they're a fine sponsor.
And
they are.
As they said they would. They came out and they did the service right away.
Buzz did the little beep beep thing.
Beep beep. What I urge you to do out there, those of you who don't have a radio show, if you're not getting good service, tell them that you will call me or you will call Mike.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
And we will bust their hump on the radio.
That's what it's all about.
Because I don't think that this should be exclusive for us.
No.
But you got to have the balls to at least say to the guy, and this was after my wife had been on hold of him for an hour, to just say to the guy, you will be at my house tomorrow at 12 noon.
That's right.
Or your existence, as you know it, will be over.
Amen.
And then 2 seconds later, they call back.
Right.
And it's up and running. It's fantastic.
That is good news.
So, now I'm really in my wife's good graces.
Yeah, I would think so.
Now things are going good. Because I woke the kid up. we went to church. We had a great time. I got the cable thing fixed up. We got to go up the street because we're going to have a barbecue for the new neighbors.
Barbecue.
At another neighbor's house. Because, the Brits have moved away and another couple have moved away. And there are new people who have moved into the neighborhood.
You're the veterans now.
And the new people, I know through the grapevine, through talking to other people, know what I do for a living.
Mm-hmm.
And they've heard the show.
Mm-hmm.
And as you know, in real life, I'm not really like this. I'm quiet. I'm shy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm unassuming.
Unless you get a couple of cocktails and then you dance with men.
Well, what I did, here's an awful, just an awful sign of the evening. I brought my own booze.
You brought your own bottle?
I brought my own bottle because they...
It's a little dicey there.
They requested... we were taking care of... Everybody on the street took care of something. The
was
food,
it BYOB?
The dessert? No, it was our job to bring up beer and wine.
Uh-huh. So, well, then you're fine. Then you're covered.
So we brought up, you know, the Heineken and the Amstel Light and like six bottles of wine.
And a magnum of vodka.
And I show up with my bottle of Grey Goose.
Right.
And I immediately, we're at the neighbor Dave and Twee's house. I immediately, without even asking, I've been to their house so many times, I just go right to the liquor cabinet, get out the shaker, and start making myself my drink, because right. No one else is drinking.
Yeah, not usually martinis, not the drink of choice at a barbecue.
No, and it was like 4:30 in the afternoon yesterday.
Cocktail hour. Hey, it's always happy hour somewhere.
And I'm nervous because there are people that I've never met before.
Just want to know when you turned into me.
Well, I don't do it all the time.
I know, but that's a me move all the way. Going to a party. I mean, you know, that's when you know you enjoy your hooch, when you're bringing your own stash to the party.
Well, I did it because I didn't know the people. For God's sakes, I mean, it was a great neighborhood get-together, but they had name tags, and I refused to play the name tag game.
Yeah.
I absolutely refused to. So I was... I won the prize. I was the drunkest.
Ah!
And I wasn't, like, crazy, falling down drunk.
How are the new neighbors?
They're very nice.
Well, you know, that's not what I'm asking you. You know, when I say how are the new neighbors, I mean... Yeah?
Oh, you mean her?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, she,
very good.
She passed the inspection. She passed the inspection.
Good.
Yes,
good.
Absolutely.
Fantastic.
But I knew that, you know, I was drunk, but not... crazy, like when I've fallen down into chairs,
right?
First drunk.
Not sloppy.
I was drunk enough that I was just loose enough that I'm having conversations with everybody. And
sure.
For instance, there's a couple of Russian people who live in our neighborhood,
right?
Who I've never spoken to before in my life.
Right.
Yet, and they've lived in our neighborhood for 3 years.
Well, they're spies.
Last night.
No doubt. I mean, you're in ground zero for spies. All the spies come from your neighborhood.
Last right. night, I started mentioning... to this guy, I say,
right.
You know, hey, I've never really, I waved at you, but I've never said hi to you.
And you're drinking vodka.
And he goes, oh, moose on squirrel. You know, and the guy, I say, well, oh my God, what are you, like Russian or something? He goes, da! I mean, the guy,
da, I must.
He says, da,
you
D-A.
Call. Let me take you over to my house. I'll show you giant spy satellite technology.
The guy is, the guy's Russian, and his wife is Russian, and,
they look Russian?
Now that I think about it, yes, they do.
Right.
Yes, they do. But they love America.
Sure.
And all I know is that when I got home, my wife said to me, the party started at 4 and we got home about 8. She said, well, congratulations. You were the drunkest man there. And I was not really drunk.
Right.
But compared to the other lightweights who were there, I was drunk.
You're happy. Yeah. You were having a good time.
Yeah.
You were the life of the party.
And I just want to say hi to the new neighbors because I know that today will be their indoctrination into hearing how I describe
yes.
the people that I live with. And I just want to say hi.
Do you remember their names?
No. No, yes, I do, but I'm not going to say their names.
Oh, not okay. yet?
Right. Not yet.
They have to have a few social get-togethers before you...
We have to have a few.
Do they have a new British couple potential, the new neighbors?
No, I think it was pretty much decided that I'm the new British couple.
Right. But, I mean, this new couple, do you see any future? I mean, that's what you always... you always peg the... I know the British couple, right off the bat, you guys hit it off with.
Well, actually, I think... Well, see, I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings on the street.
You won't.
There is another couple, though, that has taken the place of the British couple as our favorite couple.
Oh, good. Wonderful.
And they're not the new people because we don't know the new people.
That's a good thing.
Well enough right. for them to be our new favorite neighbors. But I got bombed and apparently embarrassed my wife.
Oh.
And the other thing I wanted to tell you about this weekend was you might notice here in my hand I have a blister. And that is because I yesterday took my first ever golf lesson.
Hey!
Excellent. Way to go.
And I,
how was it? Was it successful?
Well, let me just say, it was so successful, I will be taking my second golf lesson tomorrow morning at 7:45.
You the man.
Wow.
You the man. This is it.
This is it. This is the moment I've been waiting for.
That I got out there yesterday.
Like doing most from golf tournaments.
I had a guy. Oh, no.
Are we going to have our own? We can have our own golf tournament.
No.
Come on.
I mean, listen.
Come on.
I'm doing this.
Come on.
I'm doing this. For my wife. So my wife and I can have something to do together.
We can have the Hardin Weaver Golf Tournament.
I don't want to have the Hardin Weaver Golf Tournament.
Come on now.
Like, listen, now.
Especially if Rob plays.
When I said I was successful, what I meant was that by the end of the lesson, I was at least hitting the ball.
Oh, that's good.
I wasn't whiffing the ball.
Right, right.
And when I say it was successful, what I mean is I would hit it and it would go roughly 30 or 40 yards. Okay?
Okay, well, yeah, but you're just starting.
I know, yeah. I'm just starting.
At least now you're going to get some technique.
Sure. Yeah, and the guy who was my instructor, who will be my instructor, Matt, you know, here's the thing. I wish I'm standing there and I'm really getting what the guy is saying. You know, the guy is saying, like, you know, don't get your hips into it. It's an upper body thing. Keep your arms straight. Pretend you're hitting a baseball and just bunt it. Don't even hit it hard. Just make contact with it. And it's all going great. And then he says, what do you do for a living?
Oh.
And now I'm standing there with my wife, and she hates it when I lie. She hates it when I just say I work for CBS and let it go at that.
Uh-huh.
So I say to the guy, I work in radio. He says, really? What station? I say, WJFK. And the guy, and I'm still standing there looking at the ball, and the guy goes, oh, 106.7, right? Howard Stern, Don and Mike,
mm-hmm.
Opie and Anthony, Sports Junkies. Yeah, I like that station. I said, great. Yeah, it's a good station. What do you do there?
Because he's Curious George. All right. You got the Curious George thing going. You're going to have to take it all the way to the end.
I say, I'm Don from Don and Mike. And he goes, no S. No S. You're Don. And immediately the rest of the lesson was blown.
Yeah.
Right.
The rest of the lesson
did he start doing shtick on
was blown. No. It was me, not him.
Right.
It was me.
You got more self-conscious. Right?
It was me. Because then when he would come over and he did this thing where he was trying to tell me, you know, it's not like hitting a baseball. You don't want to get your hips into it. And you just want to try to keep your, you know, the pressure on your, I guess, your outer leg or whatever he's telling me. He's like got his hands on my hips.
Nice.
And
that is the key to the golf swing.
And
keep the pressure on the outer leg.
Is that wrong?
No. No, it's just not right. You're supposed to keep your weight on the inside of your feet.
Well, there are a million different... Mike, all he's trying to do is get me to make contact with the ball.
He shouldn't give you too much information. He should just give you one thought at a time.
He gave me like 25 different things at once. With the, you know, keep your head down, but hold on. Lift your head up a little bit. Keep your arms straight. Well, no, don't keep it straight that far. Bring your swing back.
Well, I guess when you're teaching somebody who, you know, from a beginning standpoint...
Someone who is a basic retard.
But no, a beginner, really. I mean, which is what you are.
I'm a retard when it comes to golf.
It's just even, you know, I mean, the game, believe it or not, comes really hard to me, and I always like to get one thought so I can think about one thing instead of a million of them.
Well, the one thing that worked for me was when he said, just imagine you're bunting.
Right.
You're not hitting for a home run.
Mm-hmm.
And then once we did that, it was fine, and I was hitting the ball, and I was real happy. And
do you like beating balls? Do you like being out there smacking them?
No, because there's too many people around.
Oh, okay.
And I don't like, I didn't mind him touching me, but I didn't like him touching me once he knew who I was.
Oh, sure.
Because, you know, then I figured that he would go back and tell all his friends, you know.
But you hit enough balls to get a blister. Of course, those hands, though. Those hands that aren't used to manual labor.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Those dishwashing hands. Those mad hands.
These girl-like hands.
Skin so soft. Just delicate. Not meant to hold a hammer.
No. And then, you'll appreciate this, the last thing he says to me. He said, so I thought the lesson went pretty well.
Right.
And he says, would you like another one? I said, great. We said, Tuesday morning. He says, oh, incidentally, that golf glove you're wearing? He says, that's a glove for the right hand. I said, really? Well, no, I've got it on my left hand. He says, no, it's a glove for the right hand.
How did you get it on?
Well, it was on apparently backwards.
Wow. You mean you had the little... You had the little thing, the little flap on the palm of your hand?
Yeah.
It's like it'd be a hindrance.
Wow.
He said, you're wearing your glove backwards. And I said, well, I don't know. He said, when you went to buy the glove, did you see if it said right hand or left hand?
Right.
I said, no. I just bought a cool-looking glove.
Said, why did he wait till the end of the lesson to tell you that?
Because he didn't want to embarrass me.
Didn't want to embarrass
me. Didn't want to embarrass me.
Oh, my God. Maybe that's why you got the blister. What hand did you get the blister on?
On the hand that I, on my right hand.
So you didn't have the
hand
glove
that
on.
I wouldn't wear the glove on anyway.
Right, right.
So I don't know. And then I said to him,
do you have clubs? Do you have new clubs or something like that? Yeah. Did you go out and buy new clubs?
My wife bought me golf clubs.
Really? Okay.
So then I said,
what kind of clubs are you using?
I don't know. I said, how about I wear a glove on both hands? And he said, oh, no, you don't want to wear a glove on both hands.
I played with a surgeon one time that did that.
Really?
Yeah, he used golf clubs on both hands because he didn't want to damage his hands.
Right. Is that McCunning, honey?
No, better. It's Joe.
Oh, Joe Ardinger.
Yeah.
Oh, we got to do a break before we talk to Joe. Joe?
Hi, guys.
Joe, are you at the post office?
Yeah.
All right, you know, I've run terribly late here. Hold on just a second. Joe?
Yeah.
Call back after the spots.
I sure will.
Okay. All right. Yeah, we got a break.
That's Joe down at the post office with a bullhorn.
We got a break. So that was my weekend, a good weekend. I do want to hear about your weekend.
Well, it had demonstrators, it had incidents on the train, and it had the circus.
The circus. and I'm going to just mix things up a little bit here. I know that we normally do a caller 100 right now. We're not going to do a caller 100 right now.
Okay.
We're going to do a caller 100 later in the show.
Well, that's flipping it around.
Because we're getting dangerously close to getting our first winner on the Celebrity Burp Contest.
Oh, yes, absolutely true.
We are close.
Well, nobody knows better than I do.
Yeah, because you figured it out.
I did.
And that pretty much is, as soon as Mike figures it out.
Oh, the world knows it.
We know the audience will know very soon. So we'll do that in the next break. Stay there. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Grandma Glaze. Hey, you bless it, I'll eat it.
She's not coming.
Oh,
Grandma just called. Started crying and hung up.
She needs a purpose in life.
No, your mother is tougher than you think. So what, no f***ing ZD now?
Hey! Don and Mike, you know, I heard you were having a party, and you're trying to get me to go. But I'm not going to go if there's no f***ing ZD. Because, you know, it's just not going to happen. Thank you very much.
Better than the good part of the boob, the Don and Mike Show.
Well, what's better than the good part of the boob?
Nothing.
All right, wait for Joe to call back. We call McCunny, honey. I know she's at home. Very quickly. Just to get a follow-up on the weekend. Joe, call back now. We're ready for you now. And we're going to be getting to your emails in a second, the computerized emails. Hi, honey.
Hi, babe.
Sweetie. God, I haven't heard this for a long time. This is Guns N' Roses. Rinse, I Don't Have You.
Yeah.
First off, I know I just played a Tony Soprano tape.
Hey, can I send this one out to somebody?
Yeah.
She knows who she is.
I don't have
me. This is the story of how I became a lonely guy.
Thank you.
Honey,
I just played the Tony Soprano tape.
I know. You're such a manly man.
Who's your man?
You are. You're manly. You're an athlete. You're a great companion.
Who's your man?
You are the perfect husband. If we could get by that drinking problem, you would really be.
It was only at the party that I was drunk.
I know. You know, you're going to have to redevelop your a taste for wine. You cannot drink martini, which is the equivalent of straight vodka.
Yeah, well, yeah. Anyway.
And you know, they make the darn martini glasses so big, you have to put like 4 shots of vodka to feel like you have the right size drink for the class.
Got to try a hard lemonade product.
Hard lemonade, that's like for kids.
No,
it's not.
It has alcohol.
It's an alcoholic beverage. I know, not but it's like kids. Doc Otis's or Mike's Hard Lemonade.
Mike's Hard Lemonade.
They're for kids.
Or a cider.
They have a Smirnoff something that's like...
Yeah, they just come out with a Sky brand.
Yeah. Yeah, they're all
drink.
Sorts of little, you know, summery, sweet, tasty.
I don't want to drink Mike's Hard Lemonade. Yeah, I mean,
that's like what a bad kid would be drinking at a field party
it's
somewhere.
It's like a high school drink.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, I know an older guy that drinks it.
Okay, hi, Mike.
No, I don't know. No, God, no.
Yeah. Who's the older guy you know? Do I know?
Yeah, my band. Oh. That actually, Vince the Mall in Marino drinks Mike's Hard Lemonade.
Exclusive. Goldie, yeah. He drinks Mike's Hard Lemonade exclusively. You'd love it. It's great. It's tasty. And, honey, I don't think I've described these letters that we read I know. I did describe the fact that we were actually mock fighting about who was going to be able to open the latest one we received.
I know. No, I'm upset. Jimmy's led me to believe that they might be ending, and every time she writes, it's like the last one. And I feel like writing her for Jimmy, saying, you know, there's still a chance. Keep them coming.
Do you kids find you get a little turned on reading those letters?
And, oh, it's a soap opera.
No.
Yeah, but no,
I mean, do they do anything for your relationship erotically?
No. You have to get the picture of Jimmy and the girl out of your head.
And like I said, and they're so poorly written.
Right.
They're so poorly written, but, it just goes from, like, I miss you, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I can't picture your D in another woman's mouth.
Yeah, it was Oogie.
The thought that counts.
This is fantastic.
Wow.
All right, sweetie. I got Joe on the phone. I got to go.
Oh, wow. All right. I'm being blown off for Joe. All right.
Yes, you are. I love you.
Love you, too.
All right, golfing buddy. Oh, there she goes. Mm-hmm. Joining us now from a local post office.
Hey.
It is Super Joe Ardinger. Hi, Joe.
Hey, you guys are right on time. They're about to film a Channel 7 relatable.
Oh, outstanding.
And I'm going to yell right at him.
All right. Well, Joe, go right over by Channel 7.
Let the phone hang, Joe, so we can hear you over the bullhorn.
And just read them, run through whatever as it's written.
Joe, all right, well, first of all, I got two options.
All right.
I got a group of people in front of the post office, and I got the camera crew, and they're about to, oh, there's an elephant coming up.
Of course there is.
There is.
All right, Joe. Get up.
Yeah.
Joe, are you so easily distracted?
Are you tripping or what, man?
By an elephant.
Now with the post office. Oh, okay. I'm with the post office. Don't disrupt this. Okay, I can't do anything, guys, because this elephant will stomp us.
What the hell are you talking about? Who's the guy telling you can't do anything?
He's an official.
What do you mean an official?
With who?
With the post office.
Is he a uniformed official?
You could say that, yeah.
Joe, be more specific.
Joe! Invoke your First Amendment rights, Joe.
Not with a 2,000-pound elephant in front of me.
You cannot run that elephant,
Joe. Move away from the elephant, Joe.
Okay.
Step away from the pack of
them. And, Joe, why try to clearly describe the man that approached you. Try to do something you normally don't do. All right?
Blue shirt and gray pants.
And you're simply standing there with a cell phone and a bullhorn.
Right.
And there's an elephant there. Why is there an elephant at the post office?
It's from the Ringling Brothers Circus. And I guess it's some sort of, I don't know, tax people. Hold on, let me move.
It's probably Asia the elephant. It's probably doing a painting.
Yeah, there's a bunch of photographers and stuff out here.
All right, well, just go ahead.
I didn't get enough of that over the weekend.
Just start reading your list.
Hold on. Oh, it's they got like a fake letter they're sending on the elephant to get to the IRS.
Okay, well, just start. If you see people walk, do you see people walking into the post office to file their tax returns?
Yeah, other than that, there's nobody out here yet.
Joe, can't you,
forget it.
No, come on, Mike, come on.
Joe, can't you go up close to where the, you know, where like, the people are going into the door, maybe away from the elephant, which you seem to be very attracted to?
I can, but there's not, like, a line or anything going on.
That's all right. Just get the message out there. See, the thought is, it's just, you are there.
You might think that, you know, being this is radio, we didn't need to know that there wasn't a line there at this hour.
But I would imagine that people will be showing up on their lunch hour.
I'm sure they will.
To file their tax returns.
Of course they will.
Perhaps. Well, I mean, the only thing is that I thought...
Ladies and gentlemen, what you're hearing is what really goes on behind the scenes here every day.
Joe, hey, Super Joe.
Yeah.
Just let it roll. Because remember, the concept is you are at a post office.
Right.
Where people theoretically at any moment could be coming in on this, the final tax day, to get their returns in the mail on time.
Yeah, but there's a problem. I've got like this elephant 20 feet away from me.
Well,
if
Joe,
I scream at him with the bullhorn, he's going to...
Joe?
He's going to stampede.
Joe?
Yeah?
You're on a cell phone, right?
Yeah.
So you don't have to be necessarily 20 feet away from the elephant, you can get further away, correct?
Yeah, but then, okay, I'm at the front doors, which is 20 feet away from the elephant. If I go further away, I have to go out towards the street where people are pulling in their cars.
That's fine.
That'd be good.
Okay.
That's fine.
So are you saying, Joe, there actually is a line further away from the elephant?
No, there's just a constant stream of cars.
So that would be almost like a line.
Yeah, but I thought you wanted me to yell right in people's faces.
No, no, Joe, just go by where people are driving in.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm astonished.
Well, Mike, you come out here and shout at an elephant.
I'd do a goddamn better job than you would, Joe.
Joe, we don't want you to shout at an elephant.
Jesus, just do it.
Just, here we go.
Just go to where people are.
God almighty.
Driving in.
Here they go. They're going right past me now.
Okay, beautiful.
Good.
Here you go.
Hello, American. I'm Joe Rudinger, and I'm contractually prohibited from any ad-libbing. It's April 15th, so be like me. Don't pay your taxes. I'm Joe Rudinger, tax-free since 1986. Good. Get on the driver's side now.
All right, Joe.
I'm from the Don and Mike Show, and I've got your tax relief kit right here.
He grabs his balls.
Hey, what's your hurry? You don't have... Oh, I'm sorry. Hey, what's your hurry? You have until midnight, and the gay donuts aren't even here yet. Vote no to taxing illicit prescription pharmaceuticals. Vote no. Can someone bring me some brownies? I have the tax day munchies.
This is so bad.
Stop, stop. Don't pay your taxes. Hurry, not too late to thumb your nose at Uncle Sam. Taxes, I don't much care for taxes.
Can't do the protesting here.
Okay. I'm not protesting.
I know, but you have a chance of not paying taxes. Can't do that at federal spot.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Go out there on the suite.
Oh, okay.
You own this property.
Thank you.
Okay. Lock him up. Thank you, kind sir.
Hold on, I got to go to public property.
Is that the same guy that was talking to you about the elephant?
No, that was another guy.
Was he in uniform?
Yes. He had a badge. He had a shield. He was in plain clothes.
Ah, okay.
He was like a postal guy.
Postal guy, you know, just surveying postal dude.
So you can't protest. On what, government
property? Federal property, but you can go across the street and yell.
Yeah, I've got another good vantage point here. People are leaving out here.
All right, start at the bottom of the list with the one you didn't get to. Joe?
I've got five letters for you. F-U-I-R-S.
F-U-I-R-S.
Taxes. I don't much care for taxes.
God.
Hello, Americans. I'm Joe Rudinger, and I'm contractually prohibited from any ad-libbing. It's April 5th, so be like me. Don't pay your taxes. I'm Joe Rudinger, tax-free since 1986. I'm from the Daily Mail Show, and I've got your tax relief kit right here. Right here.
When he grabs himself.
All right. Touches his balls.
Hey, what's your hurry? You have till midnight, and the gay donuts aren't even here.
God.
Could somebody bring me some brownies? I have the tax day munchies. Move now to taxing illicit pharmaceuticals. Prescription pharmaceuticals, that is. Stop, stop. Don't pay your taxes. Because it's too late to thumb your nose at Uncle Sam. Taxes! I'm not care for taxes!
Here come the police.
The police are coming?
I got five letters for ye. F-U-I-R-S.
I want you to say...
Oh, here comes the elephant.
Say, I hate elephants.
I hate elephants!
Elephants are gay.
Elephants are gay!
And I hate the circus.
I hate the circus. And clowns frighten me.
I got peanuts for you.
Now the police are taking my picture.
Why are the police taking your picture?
Must be fans.
You should ask them with the bullhorn why they're taking your picture.
Why are you taking my picture?
Now it's getting good.
Oh, because I'm in public. I suppose I could be a threat. Can I keep talking? Sure. Hello, Americans. I'm Joe Rudinger, and I'm contractually prohibited from any ad-libbing. It's April 15th, so be like me. Don't pay your taxes. Tax-free since 1986. I'm from the Don Mike Show, and I've got your tax relief kit right here.
Grabs his balls.
Hey, what's your hurry? You have till midnight, and the gay donuts aren't even here yet.
Hey, Joe.
Yes?
So you don't pay taxes when you live in a cave.
You don't pay taxes when you live in a cave. Right now, you're taxing illicit prescription pharmaceuticals.
Here's one. If you pay...
Did somebody bring me some brownies? I have the tax bill munchies.
Hey, Joe?
Yeah?
If you pay your taxes, the terrorists win.
If you pay your taxes, the terrorists win.
Hey, I think I saw a tax form come out of that elephant's duke.
I think that elephant just crapped out a textbook.
That's why you can't ad lib.
Right.
F the elephant.
F the elephant. Elephant's gone now.
Oh.
Hi, lady.
Say, I'm bigger than an elephant.
I'm John Ingram. I'm contractually prohibited from any ad libbing.
Say, I'm bigger than an elephant.
I'm bigger than an elephant.
Down there.
Damn, there.
I rolled up my tax form and smoked it.
I rolled up my tax form and smoked it.
Say, my tax form lives in my teenage colon.
My tax form lives in my teenage colon.
There's a lot of sour faces out here, man.
Sure, no, that's too bad.
All right, Joe.
Say, get in there, slackers.
Get in there, slackers.
Are you the same douchebags who go Christmas shopping on December 24th?
Are you the same douchebags that go Christmas shopping on Christmas Eve? Fuck you, sir.
Have a nice day, lazy people.
Have a nice day, lazy people.
Who's yelling at you, Joe?
It's Rob's son.
Oh, that guy. How could he even...
He was yelling, Sieg Heil.
How could he even find what post office you were at?
I don't believe it. We have not made any reference to the fact of where Joe is, right?
No, absolutely not.
Unbelievable, he still finds him.
Why don't you just start yelling, I'm great.
I'm great?
I'm great.
I'm great. I'm great.
Say, I'm Joe Ardinger. Don't you wish you were me?
I'm Joe Ardinger. Don't you wish you were me?
I have... Uncle Sam takes it in the butt.
That's not right.
Say, I'm Joe Ardinger, and I have elephant balls.
I'm Joe Ardinger. I have elephant balls.
Now say, Uncle Sam takes it in the butt.
Uncle Sam takes it in the butt.
I'm not paying taxes.
I'm not paying taxes.
I'm here, I'm queer, I'm not paying taxes.
I'm here, I'm queer, and I'm not paying taxes.
Gather up your tea. Gather up your tea and throw it into the harbor.
Gather up your tea and throw it into the harbor.
I am king of the world.
I am king of the world.
Hey, I'm Joe Ardinger. Would you like to touch my deduction?
I'm Joe Ardinger. Would you like to touch my deduction?
All right.
How about, hey, Joe?
All right.
Yes. Bend over, point at your ear end, and say, hey, I'm Joe Ardinger. Here's my Schedule A.
Hey, I'm Joe Ardinger. Here's my Schedule A.
I got your long form right here.
Hang on. I lost the phone. Are you still there?
Yeah.
Okay, hey,
I got your long form right here.
I've got your
land
right here.
All right.
I'm Joe Ardinger, and I'm on ecstasy.
I'm Joe Ardinger, I'm on ecstasy. Texas. I know much care for Texas.
Hey, my nipples are bleeding.
My nipples are bleeding.
The mushrooms have just kicked in.
The mushrooms are just kicking in.
I'm Joe Ardinger, and I'm going to peel myself like an orange.
I'm Joe Ardinger, and I'm going to peel myself like an orange.
It sounds like it's breaking up a little bit.
It is a little bit.
Yeah.
All right, Joe, come on back.
Okay.
Yeah, sure.
Come on back. Yeah, I think
so. You want to send him to another location?
Do you think you can go any better than this?
Yeah. Yes, I do.
All right, hold on, Ron. We'll give you another location to go to.
All right.
Hold on a second there, Super Joe.
The thing that was frustrating about the beginning, it ended better than it began. Because it began with like a half hour of why he couldn't do it.
And there's an elephant here, and Channel 7 is here.
He had a cell phone. So he could go wherever he wanted. He could be, you know, I think we have to explain the concept of theater of the mind to Joe.
Yeah, we should.
He could have been in the station parking lot.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
But he was out of the... All right, we'll send him to another post office, I guess. Let's see what people are saying to us on the emails, yeah. Mike.
Very good.
As you know, you can email us anytime, Don and Mike at Verizon-UC.com. Verizon Unified Communications. Are you unified? To find out more, call 1-877-572-UNIFY or visit www.verizon-uc.com. So we've got, thousands of emails.
Very good.
And let's start hearing what people have been saying to us now. I think some of these start on Friday, and they go maybe all the way up until over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So here are some of your emails to us. Red, is it the same computer voice?
I haven't even listened yet.
We haven't heard them yet. Okay, let's see what you have to say.
Let's do it.
Via computer.
Hold email message from Billboard. Just jazz. None. Shake it. Shake it. Shake it. Don't break it. I'm a funky mutter, and you can't take it. Check out my rump. It's bumped into the beat. Don and Mike rule, they can't be beat. Peace out, brother.
All right.
My email message.
I hear Spanish.
From Matthew Jose. Subject.
Yeah, we do have a problem with that.
There, it was the phone hybrid in production one. It's already been corrected. So this Vietnamese Korean jargon is gone.
Oh, that's that lead over that we always have at the station.
Yeah, but right. They've actually corrected it. So
there's a Korean station like 5 seconds away from this radio station.
I worked there part time.
Back when it was Wheel, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, here's the
Dung Chow Rebay.
The next email.
Oh, what a goose I am. Don and Mike, I am so retarded. I am so sneaky-tarded. All high priority email message. From boss, Charles J.
All right, now hold on. Let me just say with that. Let me read you what that guy tried to say. Don and Mike, I am so
retarded. Mm-hmm.
I am so F-A-H,
mm-hmm.
King.
Right.
Todd-ed.
Yeah, and when the computer said it, it didn't come out like that. It it came out so.
So the F word got.
So we had to flip it around.
Okay, I got you. All right, that's why we didn't understand it. Oh, King Fa.
Says Jez. None. Have you ever said the jelly from a jelly donut and replaced it with chocolate chip cookie dough? Sis on you, Hister. If you think you're so mucking fudge, go in your own jackyard and burk off. Old email message.
Wow.
From Matt Pickering. Subject. I need love too. I feel my voltage rising as she bent herself over my motherboard and exposed her chips. 2.2 volts. 3.3. I soon rise to my full size balls. I feel her clock pulsing. She wants me to slip my edge connector into her PCI slot. I feel a surge coming on. She blows my RAM. Hey, Don and Mike, why are you interrupting my fantasies? Computers deserve hot sex too. I love you, Buzz.
Okay, so that was the sex.
Right,
you're having sex.
Mail message from John Norman. Subject: Andy Rice. Do you miss your buddy Andy Rice yet? I know he misses you. Old email message
from
Jim Williams. Subject: Satan has had his way today. This is the Mage Colin from beyond. Can you send me some German potato salad? And play Freddy the Disco Dance and Frog for me, boys.
That's the first major Bill Smith email we've got.
That's
old email message from Rent3RDCAR. Subject: Homies. Don and Mike, what is up, my homies? I listen every day with my bitch. Your show gets me ready to smack hoes and drink 40s.
Aww.
You know what I'm saying.
Wow.
I will blaze a fat blunt for you, Buzz. Peace out, homies.
Nice.
Hold email message from B-I-S-H-O-T. Subject: Cruise director. Please join me on my cruise this summer. Have I told you about my good friend Joe Foss? You need to take Nature's Youth FGS. Be sure to order my step and pep calendar. With regards, the Honorable G. Gordon Liddy. Old email message from Michael Lesnar. Subject: Rock stars. And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke. They drink. They use that language in mixed companies. They are extremely rich and can flash more bling than most posse is in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that. All the male message. From Gate Barnes. Subject. Mr. Spiewicz's friends. Hello, Rabbi. Sid, hi. Sid, hid. Sid, hi. P. S. Love you, Don and Mike.
It's another one trying to say Sig Heil to
yeah,
Rob.
Yeah, yeah, a lot of that. A lot of that out there in email land.
Hold email message. Received 10:20 a.m. April the 12th. From Michael Edner. Subject. Don.
Hello.
Hey, Rob. Come over here and feel this. Hold email message.
Okay, I just read this one. This one might be good if the computer reads it right.
Okay.
From Trey Harkham. Subject. None. Hey, Don and Mike. This is Clown Baby. I am a bastard.
Oh.
My dad nailed his tambourine player. Then I was born. I am gonna be depressed because my dad thinks I look like a clown. Mommy says Jack Diamond has a small penis, and he can't get it up. Oh, yeah. Rob. Hail Hitler. Hold email message.
Wow. God. Rob. Rob getting a lot of feedback.
That was the most blatant.
Yes.
I didn't even read far enough down to see that Hail Hitler.
Fascinating.
Okay.
Computer hate.
From Michael Lesnar. Subject.
This guy sent a lot of
money. Yeah. Separated. Lonely drunk man. He's been living in a separated. Lonely drunk world. Old email message. From INDZONE. Subject. Howdy. 246 says. Who's the man that loves to hate? Rabbi. Sid Heil. Sid Heil. Sid Heil. Love your shows, my radio gods. Let a smile be your handshake. Wade Akers Jr. Old email message. From SRRON6. Subject. From 8 Arkansas Redneck. Hey, Don and Mike. Dudes. Yeah, Rock. OU812. If you see Kate, you are Sid C2. Later, yeah, Radio Gods. P.S. Hey, Lisa. Hey, Buzz. Hey, Rob.
Now, he may have gotten away with something because he wrote the words, if you, I'm going to use them in a sentence. If you see Kay Ballard, tell her to have a happy day from the Don and Mike show.
Right.
He wrote, if you see, and then the name Kay.
Wow.
I don't know if that got deleted or not.
It's hard to tell sometimes.
Yeah. Fantastic. Good job.
Old email message from Phil Marez. Subject. Don and Mike rock on wise. What are your tools doing? You need to have naked robots on the show. Equals quit looking at each other and fantasizing about laying in bed together equals and playing hide to my sausage.
Oh,
later Dick. Old email message.
Later Dick.
From ELBOWSESX. Subject. One good thing from this. If one good thing comes of this device, it is that people will get an education in grammar, because if they want their message heard properly, they will have to spell correctly and use proper grammar. You know grammar. She has sex with grandpa. Those old email message.
Grammar.
From Riderman. Subject. Swimming in Lake May. Hi, guys. I hope nobody minds if I indulge myself a little. Paint. Your bald spot. My hair. Gross. Do you paint your bald spot? Paint. Your bald spot? Ed. Sick. Join me this Saturday morning. And every Saturday morning at 2. 2? I'm doing my morning show. At night.
Good job.
I'm just a man. Flesh and bone. Thanks. Take care. Michael. Old email message.
Good one.
The Barmelin Flores. Subject. Sacramento rocks. Cut the cheese is farting. Old email message. From PAGANKAT. Subject. Breaking state sex laws. Radio gods. I. M. Hey, Gates. Not that there is anything wrong with that. I will allow Homo Joe to violate me on your show.
Oh, wow.
I am young. And plus. Come now, guys, let me show you how dedicated I am. Sincerely, Randy in Baltimore.
Wow.
Yes, I will also overly please, but if he gets me stoned, old email message. From Eris the Destroyer that slash. Subject. Eris God is gay for you. Hi, Don and Mike. I listen to all 4 hours of the show every day. I jerk for 4 hours every day. I am gay for you both. I dream of your taints. Equals 20. Love, Eris God in Sacramento.
Wow, that was a lovely
email message. From Vincent Monti. Subject. CTG. Quote. Cell phone girl. She's been living in her cell phone world. I bet she never had an ozone guy. I bet her mother never told her why. Might want to try a cell phone girl. She's been living in her 7,500-minute world. As long as anyone with a cell phone can. Call her up and be her cell phone man. That's what I am. Hold email message. From DONANDMIKEYOUROC. Subject. Have you no olives? Don, I hope your great-sized tumor is doing fine.
Yeah.
Pat Rose needs to lay off the drinking, and Lisa needs to start licking pussies. And Rod needs to stop being gay. And Bud is a crap head. Old email message.
That was that's something nice for everybody.
Subject. NY2WAY. Don's and Mike's Robert the Angry Mailman. I hear they are building a cracker barrel next to strike Bethesda. Old email message. From Jack. Subject. Blind ATM. I am a blind man and have an answer on your ATM question. It is equals actually very simple. I read the message in Braille out loud and my seeing equals I dog pushes the buttons for me. $2.
Wow. I kind of drifted a couple of times in there with the background audio listening to the Spanish Euro motorcars in the background.
But still, a lot of people are grasping.
Yes.
How to make the computer say what you want it to say.
Absolutely.
We'll do this again later in the show today, I promise.
Very good.
So anytime you want to contact us, send us an email, donandmike@verizon-uc.com.
And then listen to the robots say your email.
And the people who really have got it
right,
are the people who, like, for instance, the guy who wrote, I am a gay.
Yeah.
It was I... period, and then three spaces, A, period.
Right.
Three spaces,
yep.
Gay.
You got to give the robot time to, get his breath.
Right. The computer actually pauses, I am a gay.
I am a gay. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
So the address, Don and Mike, at Verizon-UC.com. We're going to break, and we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Last week,
The Osbournes,
the one that was TiVo'd by my wife, we rewatched it. She had described it as the best she'd ever seen. I think there were better ones.
Yeah.
But what was great about it was Jack is smoking pot and staying out till 5 in the morning. So Sharon says to Ozzy, we got to have a family meeting.
Right.
And they're in the family meeting.
All of them.
And, yeah, it's...
All of them together?
It's Kelly and Jack sitting on the couch. Sharon's in a chair and Ozzy's in a chair. As soon as Sharon says something, if you count the amount of times that Ozzy tries to get up and leave the family meeting...
Right.
That's funny. And he's got his cane, because, you know, he's effed up his leg.
Yeah. Right.
So he gets up and he goes, well, all right, this meeting's over. And Sharon says, Ozzy, sit back down.
Right.
And it's funny to hear Ozzy yell at Jack to say he will not allow Jack to smoke pot in his house.
Right.
And then at one point, Ozzy says, look what it's done to me.
Right. Really?
Yeah. Funny.
Pretty funny, though.
I mean, funny. And then it was,
so he's trying to parent.
He's trying his best he can.
He's ill-equipped.
And then I got home, and they're on the cover of Entertainment Weekly.
Sure.
And the story is, it's an interview mainly with Sharon. And she's saying, I'm going on these internet chat sites, and I'm pissed at the things I'm reading about Ozzy. Mm. Ozzy is not wasted all the time. Mm-hmm. Ozzy is on painkillers.
Yes,
of course. And Ozzy drinks while he takes the painkillers.
That'll do it.
Mm-hmm. And the tease for next week's episode is Ozzy looking directly in the camera and saying, I really have to stop drinking. And then he picks up a bottle of Jack Daniels and pours himself some.
And that's still, man, he's still drinking like the friend of the musician, which is Jack Daniels.
Drinking his Jack.
I mean, so many writers for rock bands in the 70s and 80s.
My favorite moment, and did you catch this? The moment when the photographer caught Ozzy sleeping on the couch, snoring, while an anti-snoring product commercial aired on the TV in front of him.
Ozzy and the bulldog are both laying on the couch.
The bulldog that they always show taking a dump.
Yeah, and they're both... And on the big, gigantic plasma screen, it's, does your husband have a problem snoring at night? Go to dsnore.com.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, man, it was great. And read the article with Sharon Osbourne in Entertainment Weekly, because, she's taking up for Ozzy.
Good for her.
She's saying, he's not wasted all the time. He takes pain pills and then he drinks.
Well, she loves Ozzy. That's pretty obvious in the show.
Yeah.
I mean, if you can love him, whatever's left of him, just got his drinks, because I don't think he's there. Yeah. 50% of the time, I don't think he's even aware of what's going on around him.
And where he was chasing the cat, that to me, that was the best, because the cat, the puss, the puss keeps running away, and he's with his cane, walking in the backyard, and eventually, when he can't find the cat, he just starts screaming, Sharon! Sharon!
And he really doesn't, his expressions on his face don't change very much,
no,
do they?
No.
I mean, they're kind of just like...
Strokish almost. I
mean, the drugs kind of wash the facial expressions right out of his head.
Well, who doesn't like Ozzy? No. Okay, we've got a choice here. We can either talk to Joe... Or you can hear about Mike's weekend. I vote we hear about Mike's weekend first.
Yeah. All right. Well, it was an interesting weekend.
Let me tell Joe that we'll call him back. Joe, we'll call you back.
Okay.
Stay where you are.
All right.
Bye.
Well, the weekend started for Rob and I. Rob and I are the train folk, and we always take the train. Don, you usually take your own automobile, and Buzz and Lisa take the plane.
Right.
And so we rolled out and didn't expect that we'd have any trouble. You know, we got out of the office. We got a pretty tight connection. Got to grab a train by 3:30. So we're standing out there on 7th Avenue, and it gets a little scary. It gets actually 10 minutes goes by, and we're getting a little frustrated. So a cab comes by finally with his light on, and I said, got to go to Penn Station. She said, I'm off duty. I said, hey, I'll give you a 10 spot if you take us down to Penn Station. You know, I'll double your fare to get us down to Penn Station. So we hop in, and we figured, you know, we've got about 20 minutes to make it to the train, no problem at all, until we went through. This apparently Friday, anybody driving around Manhattan will tell you, probably one of the worst days in quite some time they've had, with a combination of street closings for demonstrations and construction, and it was just jam-packed. What I didn't realize is that when we drove through Times Square. After that, we were heading right down into the biggest demonstration I have seen in New York City. Now, I haven't seen a lot of them in New York, but this was absolutely incredible, because what they had was every Palestinian that doesn't live in Palestine, I believe, was visiting New York on that particular day. It was absolutely unbelievable. And when we saw the first block of it, we said, okay, it's a, you know, you hear the, and you look out of the cab window and you see people are wearing these, towels. Or whatever they're called.
The towels on their heads.
You know, they're wearing the towels, and it was pretty terrifying to actually see this going on. And then one block was, was a little disturbing. Two blocks, I'm starting to get a little edgy. Then they cross in front of us on the street. And then how many blocks did they have cordoned off, Rob? Was it about 10?
Between 6 and 10.
About 6 and 10 blocks of this. And the cab driver, the traffic is completely stopped. And all this guy went off duty, obviously not happy that he's got a, that he's got to deal with us. And he says, I think he was Hispanic, and he said, New York City,
Somebody farts too loud and they have a demonstration. So we start laughing, and the guy's a real nice guy. And somehow the fact that we did the radio show came up because we were chatting with the guy once we realized he was funny. He takes us down to Penn Station. We finally get down there. It's about, I would say, 22, 23 minutes after. We get about 7, 8 minutes to get to the train. So we head down. Rob and I are moving as quickly as Rob and I can move. And we get on the escalator, and Rob says to me, Mike, go ahead without me.
Oh.
I left my wallet in the cab.
Oh, no.
His gigantic, oversized, yeah. Land of the Giants wallet.
His huge wallet that really takes up most of the back seat. And so I go down the escalator, and I see Rob going back up the escalator, and I stop for a second, and I say, well, what can I possibly do? He's not going to catch the cab. What can I do to help him out? And I said, you know, he's got his train ticket. He'll go out. He'll find the cab. I mean, he won't find the cab. He'll come back in. I'll pop on the train and try to check. So I go down. I get on the train. I immediately call Rob, and I don't get any answer. And so my concern for Rob is over at that point. The train's, pulling out. I said, I hope he made the train, but I pop on the old movie.
C'est la vie.
C'est la vie. Well, you know.
Dog eat dog.
I think maybe Rob's gone back to the radio station, or maybe Rob's going to go, try to find you or something like that, because he's going to stay in New York to find his wallet. So I guess.
Every puddle.
You came
town.
Now. What happened after that? You came back to find me.
I ran back down the escalator as best I could because again, we had a lot of luggage because we had stuff to carry for Philadelphia too. So I had the big suitcase.
I didn't realize that Rob keeps literally his car, everything else in his wallet.
I looked for Mike. Mike had already boarded. I said fine. So I went to the Amtrak service desk, ready really for everything to be a problem because I had no
ticket,
ID.
My ticket was in my wallet.
Oh. Yeah, I had was $4 and my cell phone. And
it's got to be a big wallet to take a train ticket.
Yeah, it is. And so I run, and I'm ready really for the weekend to be ruined, entirely ruined. And I say, hi, I'm me. I was wondering if you could help me. I was on the 330 Metroliner to Washington, D.C. Can you get me on the next train? He says, hold on a second. What's your name? And he types it in. He picks up the phone. He says, hold the 330. He says, sir, you come with me, but you'd best run. And so we run down. Wow. They hold the train.
That's when they came to me, and the train was like 2 minutes late, and I was complaining to the conductor. In fact, leaned out of the train, saw you coming down the stairs. I said, don't hold it for him.
They held the train till 3:32 mm-hmm. and let me on with like a little computer printout and got me on the train. So that's the first problem that was avoided.
All right.
But I still
this
don't
is
have
when Rob
wallet.
Became, Rob actually took the mantle of the golden boy on this story.
Yes, I truly, truly did. Because I, the only thing that was truly frustrating is, for the first 10 minutes, you can't get a signal because it's all underground going out of the city. And I'm thinking, these are all the time that this person, whoever finds my wallet, is going to need to run up my charge cards. This 10 minutes.
Right.
So I finally get a signal.
And your $200 limit.
That's right. Exactly. Oh, believe me, it's a lot higher than that. There's just not a lot left.
Mm-hmm.
So I finally get the number for Lost and Found, and I try calling Lost and Found for Yellow Cab over and over and over again, which I know won't help because I have the name and the cab number of our cab driver in my wallet. So
actually had a receipt from the cabbie.
It was in his wallet.
He has a sandwich, he puts it in his wallet.
I told you the wallet's gigantic.
I've never seen the wallet.
And it's gone. So I called, and it's busy at Lost and Found for like 20 minutes. So I call my father. I say, here's what's up. I made my train. If you could pick me up, that'd be great. But I need you to try and call Lost and Found.
Was that when you started crying?
This is when the tears are streaming down my face.
And I've lost everything. I have my wallet. Where is it?
About 40 minutes later, my phone rings, and I assume it's my father, and I pick it up, and it's John from WNEW. He says, Rob, I have your wallet. I said, I must have left it in the radio station, but how did I do that if I had it in the cab? He says, the cab driver found your wallet, drove back through uptown, found my company ID, and brought it back up to WNEW.
This is the guy that was off duty.
Yeah, I mean, we were his last fare of the day. He didn't even have to take us.
His phone number?
No, that's Joe's phone number. The phone number is on that card there.
This is the greatest cab driver in the history of the world.
I guess so.
This is a man who will be made into a hero today, ladies and gentlemen.
What's his name?
Abraham Adujar.
An Arab gentleman.
I believe so.
Okay, I thought he was Hispanic.
Maybe he was from the Hispanic section.
But he wasn't real thrilled about the protest either.
No, he hated it. But he was complaining about the traffic for the whole trip and the fact that he fought that traffic again.
I mean, I had a little experience with Happy Rob. Rob loving everybody once he got his wallet.
Once I found that I had my wallet, all was well. I said, Mike, loan me money for beer.
It's party time.
Let me take this. Oh, he's on the other line. I can tell because I'm here.
Hello.
Abraham.
Hey, Abraham, it's Don and Mike. You mind coming on the air with us?
Yeah. Yeah, he's got no problem. Here he is.
Abraham, listen.
Abraham, my new hero.
Yeah. He's listening to the show, as a matter of fact.
The greatest cab driver in New York City right
honest,
here.
Honest Abe.
How you doing, guys?
Abe, turn your radio down, my friend.
Okay.
Turn the radio down.
Yeah, I did.
Why in God's name are you so honest? Why
what's
you...
up with you?
Hey, if I lose my wallet, I want it back.
That's
you know?
Right.
Hey, you're the greatest. You are the absolute greatest.
What a guy.
You know that.
So you, when you opened it up and you saw...
I went through your wallet looking for anything, you know, like to see if I could call you, but, you know, you could see your wallet's a mess, but, you know.
Yeah, you could say that. You found the WNEW ID.
I'm looking for any phone call, any number, you know.
I want to put some headphones on,
Rob. Yeah, Rob, put headphones on, please.
You guys did it. I know it was a nightmare for you, right?
Oh, it was fantastic. Rob was very scared that he'd lost his wallet, but you're an honest man.
Johnny at NEW just instant messaged me. He said Rob's exact quote was, when he told Rob he had the wallet, Rob's exact quote was, I'm about to cry.
Yeah, I had a tear welling up in my eye because not only was it the money and the credit cards and all that stuff, but like, you know, baby pictures of my daughter and stuff like that.
I saw everything.
Well, listen,
I know that I had any bad idea. I wanted to give it back, brother.
You're a good man.
You're terrific.
Abraham, now is it Abraham?
Anytime you need me, call me. Got my number.
Andujar?
Huh?
How do you pronounce your last name, Abe?
Andujar. A-N-D-U-J-A-R.
Andujar. Andujar. He is Hispanic.
Andujar.
Right.
Andujar. You are officially the Don and Mike cabbie of the week.
Absolutely. Of the year.
No problem.
And Rob, because he found your wallet and, of course, all your prized possessions, what will be the reward for
him? Going to actually send him a reward. I don't want to tell what, but it's a brand new T-shirt with the WJFK logo on it.
No, it's your wallet, man.
I'm going to send him a cash reward. I need to call you back, Abraham, and get your address.
How much are you going to give?
How much is he going to be, Rob?
$100.
$100.
You think that's all right?
That's fair.
That's very nice. I'll kick in $100 on top of that, too.
Cool. Well, Abraham, thank you. You're the absolute best. Thank you on behalf of my family.
Anytime you need me, just call me. You know I'm there, brother.
Awesome.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
What a good man.
You are freaking lucky, Rob.
Yeah,
that is a good guy.
You are lucky. Now, can this call be on the level? Hello, Mike.
Yeah, hey. I just experienced something very bizarre here in D.C. I've driven to every single bank, and they've got a sign on each of the doors saying, due to emergency, our bank is closed.
That's true.
A number every bank, Riggs, SunTrust.
Why is that?
A number of banks in downtown D.C., because of an unspecified threat, the FBI has asked those banks to close. They're expected to reopen this afternoon.
Well, they're not open yet.
Gotta love those unspecified threats.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
You got it, bud.
All right.
But I actually saw Rob on the train later, and that's when the beers began to flow. And, you know, Rob was holding court. Just, I just love like it. You know how Rob, when he gets into that?
Yeah.
And everything's just great and rosy and wonderful. He's like, when I'm ready to throw him off the train.
Well, if you had a 40-minute life-changing turnaround experience, you'd be happy, too. And thank you for financing the bender.
Well,
I appreciate that.
I, because Rob didn't have any money because he didn't have his wallet. And so I came back there, and you know me, any excuse to party for me. So we were partying with a bunch of total strangers on the train, which is always big fun.
Hi to the two lovely ladies, and hi to Peter from Fila, who's a nice guy.
So then I got back to Washington, and my Saturday involved going to the circus. And I should say that I was originally going to take both my daughters to the circus with Laura's family. And Laura was going to stay home. Actually, all of us were going to go to the circus. Turns out Catherine has chicken pox. That's right, chicken pox. So what happened was, it turned out it was just going to be me and Elizabeth going to the circus, and Laura would stay home with Catherine. And the circus is chicken pox. I think the circus is great for kids. I have never been a big circus fan. In fact, quite the opposite. The circus, for some reason, gives me the creep. And, you know, now that Laura and I are going through our little issue that we're going through, it's a little, I don't want to say totally uncomfortable, but it's a little awkward when I'm just with her family. And
this is the story of how I became a lonely guy.
If I'm with my soon-to-be ex-wife, it's, my separated wife, it's one
thing. Lonely guys have been with us since the beginning of time.
It's one thing to be with her family, but if it's just me and her family,
man,
it was very, very strange for me.
It's Ringling Brothers and Awkward Bailey Circus.
It was, we got there early, so the neat thing they do is that, your kids can actually go down
to the rings, and they bring out the animals and the axe and stuff like that. You can actually pet the llamas and pet the elephants, and it was very cool. My daughter Elizabeth had an incredible time. But I'll tell you, man, when I'm sitting there and they start the circus, and the circus now has this ringmaster that looks like Ben Vereen, and what he does, he starts, stop the music for a second, because I'll give you the music when they start, because he comes out and they have the circus parade, and he's got the glitter sequined jacket on. You know, it's not the old standard red jacket, the big red jacket. And the music is something like, you know, well, it's the circus, the magic that happens when you're a little boy and a girl. Ah, kids of all ages, who the circus? And I'm just sitting there going, oh, God, stop. Make him stop, please, make him. And then the lion tamer comes out. And the lion tamer is doing those... The best way I can describe it is those Elvis poses where he takes his hand and he jerks it down and jerks it back up and he looks around and he kind of magically... It's the David Copperfield poses.
Yeah, yeah.
So we get an hour of this David Copperfield poses. But I'll tell you, my daughter is digging it. But I'm sitting there going, oh, my God, please make it stop. Oh, the circus. Ah, the wonder in your eyes. It's the circus. And it's just driving me insane.
And listen, I feel for you because it's just you and one of your kids... And your wife's family.
Well, the whole family. And they couldn't be nicer, but it is still very...
Awkward,
very, it's
though.
Tremendously awkward.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a very awkward environment for me to be in, and I try to do the best I can with that. And about an hour into the circus, this was a... You know, I got that information. We got there about 5:45 because they open the doors at 6. You go down for an hour. And I got from one of Laura's family members, you know, how long does it last? Well, once the performance starts at 7 o'clock, it's a two-hour show. And that's when I just went... So I'm sitting there with Elizabeth. I get her a hot dog and a Coke. You know, we go off and kind of do our own thing a little bit. And I come around the corner and I go up into the whole section that Laura's family has blocked off. And as I walk in, they are all seated. And I'm the only one that took a little diversion. And, you know, I'm eating a hot dog. So I'm getting, like, stared at. You know, they could not have been nicer, but it was just strange. And there were...
Lonely guys have been with us since the beginning of time.
There are two little seats with me and my youngest daughter who, you know, we bond like nobody. I mean, she is just wonderful. And we sit down, and an hour into it, she says, Daddy, just like she did at the baseball game. Yeah, she's 4 years old.
Right.
Daddy, I want to go home. You know, and it was at this point where I'm like, you know, I really want to just pick her up and go, I love you.
That's Daddy's
But that's
girl.
When Grandma, you know, said, well, maybe, you know, there's more exciting stuff to come up, like lions and tigers. So that got her there for another about 2 minutes. And then the 2 minutes, the lions and tigers hadn't come out. But we had seen the aerialists and the guy with the funny hair that drives the motorcycle on the tightrope. I'm just not a circus person, right?
Right.
2 minutes later, Elizabeth says, Daddy, I want to go home. And that's when I said, you get your wish. Absolutely. We're out of here. See you later. Bought a bunch of presents for Catherine. And that was my my wonderful weekend at the circus. It was absolutely delightful. I want to thank Laura's family for having me because they're very nice to let me come along. Probably after today, that won't be that. It's just so weird.
Yeah.
It's so strange.
It's got to be too freaking awkward.
It's very awkward. It brings everything back, you know, as to, you know, that I am definitely the lonely guy. And it feels very, very strange. And...
Yes.
All right, do you have a table for dinner?
Yes. How many in your
pocket? I'm alone.
Alone?
Wait.
Is that when they put the spotlight on?
Follow me, sir.
Yep, that's right.
That's when Steve Martin walks across. They've got the
corner of the phone. I'm going to take a nap or something. I don't like to take naps. I don't like to wake up more than once a day. Because when I first wake up, I get that shock of who I am and everything. I really don't like to do that more than once a day. Yeah.
And then
this is the story of how I became a lonely guy.
And then when with chickenpox, Laura took Catherine to the doctor. And apparently the people that are supposed to avoid the child with chickenpox are supposed to be adult males in the family because chickenpox, I don't know, can make like your testicles fall off or something.
Scabies.
Something horrible like that.
Shingles or something.
Yeah, shingles I think is what happened. So it was kind of a quiet weekend at home and you'd be surprised to know after the circus I was originally planning to go out with some pals afterwards, about 9:30, and I actually stayed home. It was just the emotional activity of the early evening.
Good for you.
Elizabeth was sound asleep when we came back and we had the little clown face for Catherine, and it was fine. But the circus, you know, I like the tradition. I wish they'd go back a little bit more. Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, which is what they say, instead of
the whole thing with the hands moving around. You know, the David Copperfield guys with the slick back hair and the sequin gown robe down to his ankles going, ooh, it's the sex. Yes, sirree. Thank you.
Thank God, though, you have a kid with that attention span, though.
Oh, well, you know what?
Fantastic. Daddy, I want to go home. Like, well, I love you. Let's go.
Well, it works sometimes. Sometimes, again, when we were at the baseball game and after, I think, two outs, she said she wanted to leave. We stayed at the baseball game after driving an hour and a half up to Camden Yards for two innings. But you got to do that. I think if you don't do that, if you don't, like, go along with that most of the time, you will get into a situation where they'll just hate everything and they'll have a bad experience. And this way, if you leave when they want to leave instead of forcing them to stay through the acrobats or whatever, you're going to make it a pleasant experience for the child. And this was one particular time where I was just like,
thank you so much.
Thank you.
Daddy's going to buy you the biggest teddy bear on the way out.
Cotton candy for everybody.
Now say goodbye to mommy's family.
And they could not have been nicer. Everybody was very sweet. But you know what? They're in the same position I am. You know, it's like, oh, here he comes. No, I don't think it's like that. That's the ultimate, where they're all sitting. It wasn't like that. But I say my greatest paranoid fear is that they're all gathered around going, ha, 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 here we go. Mike. How are you?
What's he doing here?
No, it was...
What's he doing? Who invited him?
It's very cool.
Why is he here?
I am definitely feeling like the outsider, though. Even though they don't do anything to make me feel like that, I feel like that. Sure. And when that happens, it's an awkward
thing. So they're all sitting there, they're going, oh, wow, look at the spectacle of this. Look at the everybody. Oh my God.
Wait.
That's Mike.
No, they had a ticket. They knew I was coming. Okay. That's
all right.
I don't think I'd want to show up where I wasn't invited. There's like a family picnic, and I'm not supposed to be there.
We are up on a break.
Hi, here I am.
We are going to today. I believe we're going to give it away. How much is it? 175?
75.
Buck 75.
Mm-hmm.
$175 on the line right now with the secret celebrity burp. Are you ready for a clue?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've given you tons of clues. I'm not going to recap them all, but I have a brand new clue for you.
Is this going to be a helpful clue?
Our celebrity burper was part of a television show that was number one in the Nielsen ratings.
There you go.
That's a clue. Okay.
Come on.
All right. I thought that's
come
the clue
on.
You were
going to No. Okay. I'm going to wait on that.
Oh, okay, good.
Okay, I'm going to wait on that.
Very good.
Now that you know,
yeah.
See, this is why it's better you don't know.
Well, I'm sorry, I guessed. I'll try to, okay. just keep me, you keep that, me totally. That's, next time, don't even tell me if I'm right or wrong.
That is the last ditch when we go down that road.
Mm, they might not even get it after that.
Oh, no, I bet we get a winner this time. Call 1-800-877-365-3636.
Having me know it.
It's not that I hate having you know. It's that I hate
yes,
having
it is.
You know.
That's
yeah,
part
that's
of it.
I hate having you know. It's fun when you play along.
I know. Don, I look at it as just another party I'm not invited to.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I just noticed something that in one of your interviews with John Candy, I believe, it looked like an older interview, you had less hair than you have today. How do you explain that?
I don't wear a wig, sir.
Paint your bald spot?
What bald spot?
You paint your bald spot?
I don't know what you're talking about, sir. My hair grows.
Do you paint your bald spot?
I don't have a bald spot.
How come you had less hair on the tape?
Maybe my hair grew. Maybe I had a bad haircut that day. By the way, something. What do you care?
Paint your bald spot?
I don't. Do you paint your bald spot?
Paint your bald spot?
Never made it as a wise man. I couldn't.
In desperate need of a good fecking. Don and Mike.
Well, listen, I don't know how the weather is where you live, but I know here in D.C. it's 82 today.
Wow.
Gorgeous. Tomorrow, here in D.C., it's going to be 87. I'm going to put the word out right now. We'll talk about it later in the show. Tomorrow we're going to have cash prizes. We have the homemade bikini contest.
Oh, hey, right.
We'll go outside. Girls, it's real simple to win $500. Simply the best homemade bikini. And I mean, I'm thinking like Gilligan's Island stuff, with you got the coconut shells over your boobs.
Right, right.
And you got newspaper down by your privacy. And
pretty amazing what you can do with tape.
Yeah, Band-Aids. Tape, whatever. Homemade bikini contest.
And a little round band-aid.
Girls only, please.
Yeah. Please.
Yeah, girls only.
Yeah, don't come down here and males, don't come down in your bikini briefs.
Just girls tomorrow.
Hey, look what I made. Look what I made my thong out of.
Let's get a call 100 right now. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, I'm calling 100.
Yes, you are. Hi, what's your name, my friend?
Rich.
Hey, Rich, where are you from?
Lincoln Park.
All right. Rich?
Beautiful day here, too, guys.
How warm is it in New York today?
It's 78 in Jersey.
Yeah, it's going to be 88 in New York tomorrow.
Incredible.
It's going to be hot every minute. That means it'll be mid-80s in Philly, same in Baltimore.
Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah, girls, absolutely. It's the homemade bikini contest.
Yeah, celebrate summer.
Tomorrow on the show. We'll go outside with you guys, and we'll talk about it more later. Listen, you've won the DVD copy of Oz, the entire first season, and that is courtesy of HBO on DVD. It's Oz. Now, are you ready to go for $175?
I'm ready.
Okay, the clue is, along with all of the other clues we've given you in the past,
mm-hmm.
Handsome Devil, television star, dual roles on the show, show is in black and white, show is in color, he's an actor or she's an actress, an entertainer. Today's clue is, the show was, for a period of time, the number one rated show on television. So we'll play you the burp now. What are you laughing at?
I'm not saying anything.
But what are you laughing at?
I'm afraid
at?
To say anything, because if you say anything, you'll just you'll give me that look again.
Okay, well then,
I didn't. That's why I chose not to say anything.
Well,
you're just looking at me like I'm going to say something.
Play you the burp. Give you 15 seconds to think about it. Please don't answer until Mike sings like.
Cool.
Here you go.
Caller, name this celebrity burp.
There it is. It's the worst. When you know the answer. Because you're dying. You're just dying to throw something out there. Yes, you are. You
that'd be awesome if I
favor. Yeah. You're dying
yeah.
to.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
You're dying to.
Maybe you're a little right on that one.
All right, for $175, who is it?
I'm going to guess Adam West.
Oh.
Dual role on television.
Mm-hmm.
Handsome Devil.
Yeah.
Has been a guest on the Don and Mike Show.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. However, Batman, all of the episodes in glorious color.
Oh, wow.
They were in black and white.
No.
Never?
Nope.
I didn't know that.
It ain't Adam West.
That's cool.
Oh, man, I thought I had it.
Take $50 away.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm. 50.
25. $25, Don. It's down to 150
oh,
now.
Oh, it's down to 150. Okay. All right.
We could take. I mean, it's your prerogative. If you want to take $50
no,
away.
No, we'll take $25 away.
Right. Knock it down to $125.
And the next clue will be a clue that really, really narrows the focus for you.
Very good.
Hmm. All right. Thank you. And don't forget that every guest is
a clue for you.
Thank you, my friend.
Oh, we're sorry.
Right, we're sorry. And, Mike, you just be quiet.
I'm not saying anything.
You got my tapes I needed?
Yeah.
Here we go. Okay. Now, here's what I do need from you and from everybody listening, please.
I get to participate in this portion of the program?
Of course you do.
Very good.
Listen, you participate in all portions
of the
program. I
understand. It's just, it makes me laugh, your level of discomfort when that happens.
Well, it
next time when I guess it, I'll keep it to myself.
Please do.
Or I'll keep it to myself just on general principle, and like every time somebody gets it, I'll go, I knew.
Because now that you know.
Yeah, I know. It just somehow makes you uneasy. Like, I'm going to blow the whole thing.
Well, you're tempting.
No.
You're tempted to.
No, I just
like that.
I hold up little signs for you.
Yeah, right.
No. That's for you.
Okay.
That's it. I'd never let anything slip. I don't know how angry you'd get.
Okay, here you go. Everybody get out a piece of paper as I have.
Okay.
Right now. And number from 1 to 10.
All right. 1.
We are going to play that great time-tested Don and Mike feature. Can you get to 10?
I love this game.
Got it.
What now?
Nothing. I'm nothing. I'm still amused.
I do hate it when you know the answer. That's it.
Here's your chance to win a prize from Don and Mike's on 10.
Stop it! Stop it!
I will.
Number 10.
Excellent.
You know what?
I'm not doing anything. I'm not doing anything.
Stop it, or I'm going to give it an obvious clue. We're going to give the money away, and we're going to have the second burp on the air tomorrow, and you'll never get it.
No, don't worry about it.
You'll never, never, never get it.
I will behave myself.
Okay.
I will behave myself. I have no intention of doing anything to screw that contest. If you and Robin put a lot of time into that contest.
You know what you're doing? See, Mike is doing nonverbal stuff
mm-hmm. right.
that lets me know that he now knows
what the answer is.
But. Stop it.
All right, that's it. I'm done. I'm not going to do that anymore.
That's why you can't know what the answers are to the contest.
Oh, sure I can.
No, you can't.
Have a little faith.
No, you can't.
All right, we have another game to play.
You can't keep it in your pants.
I will. I mean, it's in my pants right now.
It's in my pants right now. I'm not doing anything.
You're not doing it now?
I'm not.
You're not doing it now?
Not one little bit.
You just did. You just did, son of a bitch.
I will maintain my composure. It's just, I understand that this game is important. And so is the one we're going to play right now. Well,
you know, next time.
Why? What? I have done nothing to blow this. I have done nothing whatsoever. I think you should allow me what you allow the listeners, at least, is a fair chance to guess the celebrity burp, which I did on my very own.
Yes, but now that you know it.
Right.
Don't keep referencing it.
I have in
non-verbal ways.
I won't to you then. I will not do it. I will not do it to you. No matter how tempting it is, I will not do it to you non-verbally.
Okay,
all right?
Thank you.
I'm not doing it. Now I'm just smirking. Now you're making me laugh because I can't help myself. All right. That's good. I will.
You are on super double secret probation.
Okay. All right. No problem. Because I think I know what you're worried I'm going to do, and I would never do that.
Yeah, well, I know.
I wouldn't do
that.
Right.
You know that I know what you're going to say.
This is true. This is absolutely true.
You'll give it away.
Of course I would. I would never do that.
Okay. Here we go.
Okay.
Can you get to 10?
Excellent.
Here's how we play this game, if you've never heard it before.
I love this game.
It's goddamn easy. What we're going to do is ask you to get out a pencil and a piece of paper and write down 10 lies.
Right.
What we're going to do is write a story for you right now. We'll do it live, spontaneously on the air. Then we'll take a break. We come back and you give us your phone number, your mom or your dad.
Get a pen and pencil handy.
You call them up. You tell them you're on the air. And basically what you do is lead them through each of the lies that we have written for you. And if you get all the way to the very end and your mom and dad don't say, oh, you're full of crap, or you're making this up,
you're lying to me,
this must be some kind of a radio game, this would never happen. If you get all the way through and they believe you, we pay you $100 American.
Wow. It's that easy.
So it starts, let's say, you're one of our new listeners on WYSP in Philadelphia. Or this works for any city, but we use Philadelphia as the example.
Mm-hmm.
Mom, Dad, I'm downtown this morning. I'm getting ready to go to work. I'm coming out of the Omni Hotel right on Chestnut Street. And you're never going to guess who I saw. Let me get a newspaper to get someone as timely as today's headlines. Ah, I saw famous actor Samuel Jackson. I saw Sam Jackson walking down the street when I came out of the building this morning. So that's line number one. You met Sam Jackson,
mm-hmm.
famous actor. I don't care how you get to it, but somehow you met Sam Jackson.
Right.
Mike, line number two.
I was so excited. I told him what a big fan I was, asked him for his autograph, and gushed all over him. He was so excited, he asked me if I wanted to come to lunch with him. All right, so I walked up to him, asked him for his autograph, gushed all over him, and he was so pleased by this, he asked me if I wanted to come to lunch with him. I gushed over him, asked him for his autograph, then he asked me to lunch.
Beautiful. All right, so you meet Sam Jackson. Again, you weave this your own way.
Mm-hmm.
Line number two, asked for his autograph, I gushed all over him, he asked me to go to lunch. I said, hey, I would love to go to lunch. He whistles, and a limousine pulls up, and in the limousine, I'd love to work Ozzy in, but I don't think that's believable enough.
Mm-hmm.
In the limousine are Brad Garrett from Everybody Loves Raymond,
mm-hmm.
and
Carrot Top,
yeah. Brad Garrett and Carrot Top.
Well, that'll be line number three.
And you know what? I just had a thought for the end. Instead of Rudy,
yeah,
we should make it Craig Wilson.
Craig Wilson, absolutely, absolutely,
brilliant.
All right, so now, so you're in the limo. You get the limo. He calls the limo over, and amazingly, Brad Garrett from Everybody Loves Raymond and famous comedian Carrot Top are there. They're in the car.
Beautiful.
Mike, line number four.
We get into the limo, and on the way, Sam Jackson tells me, we're going to a luncheon honoring...
Who are we going to honor?
Al Roker always works.
All right. We get going. Sam Jackson tells me we're going to a luncheon honoring Al Roker. We're going to a luncheon honoring Al Roker.
It's number four.
And I'll just, do you want to add to this or make it another line? And we have to pick Al up at his hotel suite. What do you want that
to
be?
Yeah, make that number five.
Okay.
So now we have, line number five is, we have to go to Al, we have to go to pick Al up at his hotel. Al at his hotel. Line number six. Now we're flying. When we knock on the door, Al is naked. Al has a robe. Al's just wearing a robe.
Mm-hmm.
That's open. He's naked underneath the robe, and he smells of booze. Al's in a robe. Robe is open. Smells of booze.
That's line number six.
Yep. Line number seven.
Okay.
Number seven, okay.
We walk into the room, tell Al to get dressed, and out of his bedroom walks Ann Curry, naked.
Tell Al to get dressed.
We go into the suite, tell Al to get dressed. As we do, out of his bedroom walks a naked Ann Curry. Number seven.
By number eight. Ann says, we can't take Al out like this. Al smells of booze and vomit. We've got to get him cleaned up. Let's get him in the shower. Hold on. We got to figure out where to put Craig Wilson in this.
Okay. I got it.
Okay, hold on.
All right, Ann says, let's get Al cleaned up. Let's go into the bathroom and clean him up. As we walk into the bathroom, this is, we're at nine, right? We're at line number nine.
Mm-hmm.
Sitting in a bubble bath is USA Today's Craig Wilson. He invites us to all get naked and join him in the tub.
Invites us for a bath.
Right.
Now, we'll be very lenient with you. Excuse me. Pollen's killing me.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be very lenient with you when it comes to how you weave line number one through line number nine.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
On line number 10, you must be absolutely 1,000% verbatim when you say to your mom or dad, now let me add up the people, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You must say to your mom or dad, and then Sam Jackson, Brad Garrett, Carrot Top, Al Roker, Ann Curry,
Craig Wilson,
and myself had glorious seven-way sex. Okay, so it's Sam Jackson,
mm-hmm.
Brad Garrett,
Carrot Top, Al Roker, Ann Curry, USA Today's Craig Wilson, and you. You all had glorious seven-way sex.
All right, so we'll demonstrate now. Rob, where's that sound of the telephone ringing? I will be the caller. Mike will be the mom.
Okay. Hello?
Hey, Mom, it's me. I'm on the Don and Mike show right now. I'm on the radio.
How are you? How are you? How have you been? Where are you?
I'm on the Don and Mike show. I just had to tell you some of the things. I had the most incredible day today, Mom. You're not going to believe it.
Oh, tell me about it. You always get yourself into such harebrained adventures.
Well, I'm leaving the house this morning. I'm going to stop at Starbucks to get a cup of coffee. And you know who's coming out of the Starbucks as I'm going in is... my favorite actor, you know, Samuel Jackson.
No, I don't know who he is, but go ahead.
Well, he's been in all my favorite movies, Pulp Fiction. Oh. And I say to him, God, Guy, I'm such a fan. Can I have an autograph? And I'm kind of gushing over him. And at that point, he says to me, Wow, I'm really humbled by the fact you're such a fan. How would you like to go to lunch with me?
Oh, wow, he asked you to lunch, oh.
And I said, well, this is like my dream come true.
Oh, yes.
So the next thing you know, he whistles and a limousine comes around.
Right.
And I get in the limousine with Sam Jackson.
Yes.
And inside the limousine are Brad Garrett.
Yeah.
Who's on the TV show Everybody Loves Raymond.
Oh, I don't like that show.
And, you know, my favorite comedian of all time, Carrot Top.
Carrot Top. Now, he's funny. I like his work.
Now, it's Sam. Sam says at this point is, we're going to a special lunch. We're going to a luncheon that's going to be honoring the Today Show weatherman, Al Roker.
Oh, I love him. Oh, he's my favorite.
So then he says we need to go to Al's hotel to pick him up.
Oh, very nice.
So we get to this other fancy hotel, Mom, and we go to the suite. We ring the bell, and Al Roker opens the door, and he's just wearing a robe.
Oh, that's nice, a robe.
But, Mom, the robe is open, and he's naked underneath.
Oh, no.
And, like, we see his stuff.
No, that's not his junk.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
So...
how was he hung?
Sorry. We tell Al, listen, go get dressed. We're going to this luncheon. When all of a sudden, out of the suite comes Ann Curry, you know, the newsreader on the Today Show.
She wears the long skirts down to her ankles.
And she's naked.
No.
Yeah, she's naked.
Oh, really?
So she says, we can't take Al... to this luncheon now. Look at him. He smells of vomit and he smells of booze.
Oh, and people will see his junk.
We've got to get him in the shower. We've got to get him cleaned up.
Yes.
So we go into the bathroom there.
Yes.
to get the shower going.
Yes, I understand.
We walk in the bathroom and sitting in a bubble bath. Is this guy a writer for USA Today? His name is Craig Wilson.
With his partner Jack?
No, it's just Craig.
Oh, all right.
So we're all standing there with this guy, Craig Wilson, and he says,
of course, yeah.
Hey, listen, how about everybody get in and let's have a bubble bath?
Get naked?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
So I took my clothes off and everybody else did. And then, Mom, it was at that point that Samuel Jackson, Brad Garrett, Carrot Top, Al Roker, Ann Curry, Craig Wilson, and me, we all had glorious seven-way sex.
Oh, are you getting enough to eat? I don't believe you. You're a lying sack of ass.
There you go, right there.
Don't lie to me. Don't lie to me. I'm disowning you, you lying sack of crap.
So now listen, I know that it's absolutely unbelievable.
Of course, you have to spin the yarn.
Sell it. But you got to sell it your own way.
Sell it to your mom.
You make your mom, you make your dad believe that. Now, and if at any point...
Al Roker.
If you get up to lunchtime and when you say we open the door and Al's there wearing a robe that's open and your mom or dad says, I don't believe this.
I don't believe you. You're lying. Was he able to perform sexually?
We will give you a chance to spin out of it.
All right.
But if you can't spin out, you're out of the game.
That's wonderful.
Number 877-365-3636.
And how are Don and Mike doing?
DC 202-432-1067.
When's the celebrity burp got this?
New York City, NEW 877-692-1027. Call now. I hope you got all 10 lies.
Yes.
You give us your mom or dad's phone number. You call them up. You tell them you're going to be on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
And then the rest is up to you. We'll play. Can you get to 10 right after this?
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Alcohol is a way of life. Alcohol is my way of life, and I aim to keep it. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
Right, right, we are. And can you get to 10?
Jesus, you're not laying in your own puke, are you?
Oh. There we go.
Ignorant, ignorant, ignorant. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, we're going to do Can You Get to 10?
Good.
We're going to get more of your computerized emails here. You can email us anytime, donandmike@verizon-uc.com.
Good.
Tomorrow on the show, it's going to be 87 degrees. We'll be outside. We're going to give away $500. Girls, come on down in your homemade bikinis. Yeah.
Yes, the most creative homemade bikini or the one we judge best. And that, you know, that's such a subjective category.
We will tell you more about it, but suffice to say, we'll be doing some of the show outside tomorrow with a homemade bikini contest.
Get clever, ladies.
I'm going to read one more thing. Next Thursday, you can win $1,000 and a $1,000 travel certificate from Hotwire to go visit your mom on Mother's Day.
Wow.
If you're looking for a better travel deal, log on to Hotwire for deep discounts on flights, hotels, and rental cars. Hotwire partners with quality travel companies to bring you amazing deals you can't find anywhere else. Log on to Hotwire today to see how much you can save on your next trip. So that's next Thursday. Thank you, Hotwire, giving us $1,000 cash.
Wonderful.
And $1,000 for you to fly anywhere in America to see your mom.
That's very exciting.
Nice. And incidentally, DAs, if you call in and say, my mom lives in Hawaii, we're going to call your mom and make sure she lives in Hawaii.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you want to go out there and see her, and she doesn't live out there, you better send her out there.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, can you get to 10? Here we go. We got all the lies set up.
All right.
We have people who are ready to play the game.
Good.
Let's start with, now is it Leroy or Leroy?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Is it Leroy or Leroy?
It's Leroy.
Leroy.
Leroy, where are you calling from?
I'm in Baltimore.
Ah, let me just say again. Great to be on live again in Baltimore.
At Baltimore People playing our contest again. We enjoy that.
Amen.
Love that. Now, we're going to be calling your mom Peggy?
Peggy, yes.
And where does she live?
She lives in Milford, Delaware.
All right, now the very first
thing... Right outside Ocean City.
All right, the very first thing you have to tell her is that she's on the radio.
Okay.
Okay, because if you don't tell her, like, within 5 seconds, they're going to delay it out.
Okay, yeah. Actually, I was on your show about 3 years ago, so she'll probably remember you from that, so...
You were on the show 3 years ago?
I did strip trivia with you.
Oh, you did strip trivia down in Ocean City?
No, in Virginia.
You drove up from Ocean City all the way here. Oh, from Baltimore.
I'm in Baltimore.
It's your mom that's from Ocean City.
You got it.
Very good.
Okay, and so
she never plays strip trivia.
No.
The first thing you say is, Mom, I'm on the Don and Mike Show. I'm on the radio.
Okay.
And then you just say, I've got something I've got to get off my chest, or however you want to weave it. Mike and I will put the mics in audition, which means you're not going to be able to hear us. I'm going to take it out of program. And whenever you get one right, you're not going to hear it, but the audience will hear that distinctive ding. Make it through all 10. We'll pay you $100.
Awesome.
And here we go.
Calling Peggy. Can you get to 10?
Can ye
get to 10?
Beautiful. Don't forget, first thing you got to tell her, she's on the air.
Hello.
Hey, Mom.
Yeah?
It's me.
Yeah?
Listen, I'm on the Don and Mike radio show right now. Is that okay with you?
You are not.
Yeah. Yeah, remember, it was a couple years ago I did strip trivia?
Yeah.
I'm on here with them right now. So I just had to tell you you're on the air right now. Is that okay?
You are not, Leroy.
Yeah. Listen,
what?
Real quick, you know what kind of crazy stuff always happens to me?
Oh, God. Now what'd you do?
This morning I was downtown Baltimore, and I was just paint the building on. I come out of a Harbor Place. Standing up there was a Samuel
not
Jackson.
Too skeptical.
You know who he is? The movie star?
Mm-hmm.
He's been in Die Hard and a couple other things like that.
Yeah.
I walked up to him and started talking to him and said, hey, how you doing? And, you know, just, I was gushing from my mouth. I couldn't believe I was actually standing there talking to him. He had his little beret on he always wears and stuff like that. And I'm standing there talking to him and he's like, hey, how you doing? I'm just, you know, casual conversation.
What did she say?
Like
I don't know, but I don't.
She doesn't.
And all of a sudden, he says, "Hey, you feel like going to lunch with me?"
She just said, "Leave."
Did he really? You? He did not. Yes, he
that's
did.
It.
Did he really?
Accounts,
yeah, and I couldn't believe it. I was like, "I don't believe that."
That's it.
Swear to God, really? And I'm sitting there.
Sorry, Leroy. Leroy, you've been disqualified. Your mom busted you.
We gave you a chance. Your mom said she didn't believe you.
Didn't believe you right from the very beginning, Leroy.
God, you're awful.
Didn't even believe that you were on the show,
well, you know
but you
why?
Were telling the
I
truth
always,
about that.
I always have stuff happen to me, all the time.
Well, thank you, Leroy. Nice talking to you, Peggy. Bye, honey.
Bye.
Let's go to...
She was skeptical, Peggy.
Kathy. Hi, Kathy.
Hi.
Hi, where are you from, honey?
I live in Maryland.
All right, we're going to be calling your mom Barbara. Where does she live?
She lives in Chester, Virginia.
All right, don't forget, first thing you got to say is tell her she's on the air.
Okay.
All right, we're calling Barbara.
Hi, Barbara.
Barbara is next next mother in line here. Barbara.
Hi, Barbara.
Barbara.
All right, good luck. And now you're on your own.
Okay.
Barbara Sinatra.
Barbara Streisand.
Barbara Eden.
Barbara Hello. Bush.
Barbara
Stanwyck.
Barbara Bill Geddes.
Hello? Mom?
Hello.
Yes, I can barely hear you. Okay.
You're on the air, people. You got to cut right to that right now.
Okay.
You are on the air. You got to tell your mom that. Please,
okay,
Mike
mom?
And I will back away now.
Mom.
You're on the radio.
Mom? Yeah? I wanted to let you know that you're on the Don and Mike show. It's a radio show in D.C.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Yeah. I wanted to call you and tell you about something that happened to me today. Yeah. It was really, really cool. I can't believe it. You know, Phyllis and I work right across the street from the Metro.
Mm-hmm.
And we had to get somebody, went down there and picked up one of our coworkers, and we saw the actor, Samuel L. Jackson.
Oh, yeah?
Know who he is?
Yeah.
He's a real famous actor.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
We saw him, and he was walking out of the Metro, and so I got out of the car, went over there and asked him, can I have your autograph? You know, it's so cool to see you. And he was so taken aback, I guess, by the way I was acting, that he asked me if I wanted to go to lunch with him.
You're kidding.
No, and I was like, God, I'd love to. That'd be killer, you know. So he motions his hand, and this limousine comes up. And inside, he opens the door, and inside the limousine is this guy named Brad Garrett. I don't know if you watch, do you watch Everybody Loves Raymond?
No.
Well, he plays on there. He's Raymond's brother.
Okay.
And then this other guy's in there named Carrot Top, who's a comedian.
Mm-hmm.
And so I get in the car with him. And on the way, Samuel L. Jackson says we're going to a luncheon honoring Al Roker, the weather guy.
Yeah.
Do you watch him on the weather?
Sometimes.
Do you?
Okay.
So he said we have to pick up Al at his hotel in D.C. So we go there, and he said we're all going to go up and surprise him. So we go
Are
up-
you out of your mind?
What?
Are you out of your mind?
No.
Okay.
I don't know if she's non-believing
yet. Anyhow, we go up to his room. And he opens the door, and he has on a robe that is not completely closed, and he doesn't have anything on under it.
I don't believe you.
Oh!
Now we give her a
you
chance.
You don't believe me.
I cannot believe you did this.
Why?
Are you out of your mind?
Give her a chance to spin out of it.
Well, he smelled like booze really bad. So we all go into his room.
She says, I don't believe you again. She's out.
We tell Al, you know, you got to get dressed. We're going to this luncheon to honor you. And then you're not going to believe what happened then.
I'm afraid to ask.
Ann Curry walks out of the bedroom, and she doesn't have any clothes on.
I don't believe this.
Okay. That's it. You're out of there. That was your fourth, I don't believe you. Barbara busted you.
She busted me.
Thank you, Kathy. Barbara, thank you for being on the show.
Thank you, Barbara.
You're welcome.
Goodbye.
Bye, Barbara.
Goodbye. Yeah, I always want to give him a chance.
Right.
After the initial, I don't believe you.
Yes, you were very generous with her.
It was like the fourth time.
Right, fourth time, I don't believe you.
Do you have anyone else? Yeah, okay. Allison. Hi, Allison.
Hey.
Where are you from, honey?
D.C.
Oh, Rob, I got a break first?
Yeah.
We're gonna have Allison, hold on. We'll let you play the game after a break, okay? All right, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I'm bored. Let's get some beer and chicks and have a real party.
Right, right. BG says you can easily... Oops. Hi, it's Bad Gus.
What the hell was that?
Totally devoid of butt weevils. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, we're back with Candy Get to 10. We're going to give Was it Allison? She was on hold with us. We went to break. Hi, Allison.
Yes.
All right, honey, you're going to get to play now. Try to win $100. Don't forget, you got to tell your mom she's on the air.
Okay.
It's got to be the first thing you tell her. What's mommy's name, Allison? What's your mom's name?
Jill.
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 Got it. Okay, we are signing off. Don't forget, tell her she's on the air.
Okay.
And
might be our first mommy that's not home.
Hello. Oh, hey, Mom. Hey, I was just trying to call you. You're on the radio right now, okay?
You're on the what?
Radio.
Radio?
Yeah.
What do you mean you're on the radio?
Well, I was calling to tell you what happened to Brian and I last night on our way home.
What?
I called you since this morning.
Well, I saw you had called.
I know, but listen, Mom. Last night at the airport, our flight got all screwed around. And so...
At Orlando?
Yeah. Well, no, when we were laid over. But anyway, and so they had to put us on a different flight back to D.C.
Yeah.
They upgraded us to Brian and I, Mom. And guess who was sitting next to me?
The mom.
Oh, you're... Oh, Samuel L. Jackson.
You're kidding!
No, I'm not kidding.
The mom just said no S.
For the whole way, and I was so excited, and, you know, I told him all about, you know, us moving.
She told her mom they got upgraded to first class.
Brian and I had to go out to dinner with him that night.
You're fading out on me.
I am?
Yeah. Wow. Are you on your cell phone?
No, I'm at home.
Oh.
But anyway, so he asked.
You're down there.
This is twice now. We have to explain what's happening. We keep hitting the delay because Mom keeps saying, "You are essing me."
You are essing me.
Oh, and now we've hit the delay twice, which means it shuts down the phones temporarily.
Okay, so
we have to wait until it resets.
We don't know where
Allison,
she is,
God damn, your mom can talk.
Oh.
All right, are you there, Allison?
We don't have Allison back.
Allison, you there?
Not yet.
Hey, Allison?
Not yet.
Oh, the delay's not.
You are essing me.
She says it twice.
We have to wait and get them back on.
She could be up.
Sorry.
That's okay. Not your fault.
Tell your mom not to cuss.
Tell your mom not to cuss.
Keep going?
Yeah, keep going.
Okay.
Here she is. Tell her not to cuss. Go ahead.
Mom?
What kind of a... What do you... How come...
Mom, are you there?
I am here.
Well, stop swearing.
Well, what do you mean you were on the radio?
Mom, stop swearing, gosh.
Listen, hi, you're on the Don and Mike show. Your daughter called us with
Amazing Hollywood Stories, which we do every week.
You are kidding. And then I talk like that.
Well, no, we deleted that out.
So we deleted it out, but she's on Amazing Hollywood Stories, and your daughter had the best one that we've had so far.
No kidding.
Go ahead, Allison.
Okay. Are you done swearing now?
Yes, I'm done swearing. My face is beet red.
Listen, God. So we get outside, and the limousine pulls up.
You gotta be kidding.
No, Mom, I'm not kidding you. And so when we get into the limousine, there's the guy who plays the Brad Garrett from Everybody Loves Raymond. He's Raymond's brother. And Carrot Top.
Carrot Top?
Yes, Carrot Top. It was so funny because I'd met him before. So we, like, talked about that before. And anyway, it was so funny. So, so then we all get a limo and we're going to dinner, and then Sam Jackson tells us that we're going to go pick up Al Roker and we're going to go to this dinner down at the Willard Hotel in D.C., which is like this big fancy place in honor of Al Roker.
Allison, you are joking.
Mom, no, I swear to God, Mom. I've been trying to call you to tell you this. So then we go to pick Al up at his hotel room, and everybody's like staring at us as we walk through, you know, and, you know, we all think we're cool because everybody's looking at
us.
Halfway
there.
So we knock on the door, and Al comes to the door in his bathrobe, and then his bathroom, like, flies open, and he's naked underneath. Mom, I swear to God, big fat Al Roker was naked. He's, like, reeking of booze. He smelled so bad.
She's throwing a lot of swear to God in there.
And then we go in, and, you know, I'm all embarrassed. I'm, like, trying not to look, but then I'm wanting to look. But anyway, and then Al got Ann Curry. You know her?
No, I don't.
Naked, too. Mom, I'm not getting out of
it. Well, I'm not going to go there.
So Ann says that we can't, obviously we can't take Al to the dinner with him naked and smelling of booze. And she says that we need to get him into the shower. So we're like, okay, I guess we'll like put Al Roker into the shower.
Oh,
we're totally freaking out.
I don't believe this.
Oh, I'm not joking.
That's
and then we walk into the bathroom. And then Craig Wilson is sitting in the bubble bath. And he invites us all to the bath.
I don't know who Craig Wilson is.
Well, it doesn't matter. So then Sam Jackson, Brad Garrett, Al Roker, Carrot Top, Ann Curry, Craig Wilson, Brian and I all had glorious eight-way sex.
Okay. Listen, I
love you. Can you believe that?
No.
You're busted, Alice.
No way, guys.
You're busted.
Come on.
No, you did your best, Jill. You were the best contestant,
Alice.
She said the eight-way.
Come on, guys. I got all the way there.
No. But Allison, she said she didn't believe you.
Yeah, see, we give you a few shots, and she said it like halfway through. So,
sorry, Allison.
Sorry.
Listen, Mom, Jill, you eat with that mouth? My God. All she said was that she got bumped up to first class on the airplane, and the mom goes,
Right. So you gave it a good shot, Allison.
Oh, you guys are killing me.
You're great. Thank you. Bye, Allison.
Bye.
Bye, Mom.
Bye.
All right. Well,
forgot to ask if Allison is an only child.
All right, now we are up on a dilemma time-wise.
Right.
We can hear some of the emails.
Uh-huh.
Or we can try this one more time.
I think we have to get a payoff. We have to get a payoff.
All right, let's go to Adam from New Jersey. Adam.
Don and Mike.
All right, Adam, which one of these numbers do you think your mom is at? The 301 number or the 202?
I'd say 301's a good shot.
All right. Hold on. Don't forget, you got to tell her she's on the air immediately.
Okay, no problem.
All right, let's see what happens with young Adam. Do we have Adam's mom's name?
Deborah.
Yeah, it's Deborah.
Deborah. Deborah.
Okay.
Deborah. Deborah, there you go. Good luck. See what happens.
Godspeed.
Mike and I
sounds like Deborah
on.
Might be on the phone.
Yeah.
I hate that sound.
Yeah.
Hello?
Mom?
Yes?
Hey, it's me. You're on the air. You're on Don and Mike. The radio show?
Hi, listen, you're on the radio show. We're doing a feature right now called
Amazing Hollywood Stories, and your son Adam has called with the best one, and we always call the parents to tell the story. It's pretty amazing. Would you like to hear it, Deborah?
Sure.
All right, here is your son, Adam. Go ahead.
All right, hey, Mom. Well, I mean, weirdest thing. So I'm walking out of class today on 23rd Street, but who do I see across the street with a group of people around him is Samuel L. Jackson. He's in town. He's in New York promoting Changing Lanes, the new movie. So, I say to my roommates, I gotta go meet him, I'm a huge fan, I'll catch up with you guys later. So I go over to him, and I said, my God, Samuel L. Jackson, I am a huge fan, and he's gushing, that someone, is such a big fan of his, and we sit there and we chit-chat, and he asked me if I want to go to lunch with him. So I'm floored at this point. I mean, big star Samuel L. Jackson wants to know if I want to go to lunch with him. So I, of course, yes, by all means, I'd love to go to lunch with him. So he just whistles, throws his arm in the air, whistles in his limo, pulls over, and he says, we're going to take this limo, we're going to go to lunch. So I said, all right, let's get in. So I hop in, and who's inside the limo but Brad Garrett from the show Everybody Loves Raymond? You know that show?
I've seen it, yeah.
Okay, so Brad Garrett's in there, and America's favorite comedian, Carrot Top, is also in there. Not my personal favorite choice, but, he's there, so, I had to stand with him.
That's true.
So we get in, and the four of us are driving, and in the limo, Samuel L. Jackson tells me that we're going to a luncheon to honor Al Roker. So, I'm so starstruck at this point that I'm just, amazed. So we're driving, down the road, and we pull up at the hotel, and it's for Al Roker, and we go up, and he opens his door in a bathroom, Mom. He was just in a bathroom, nothing on underneath. It was pretty disgusting. Al Roker looks like a penguin.
Just wearing
a
bathroom.
He was in a bathroom naked?
No, he was in his room. He answered the door in a bathrobe.
A bathrobe.
Right.
Yeah, it was disgusting. Al Roker.
Oh.
So, I wasn't pleased about that. But still, Samuel L. Jackson, I could get by that. So, you know, I go in, and not only is Al Roker naked underneath the bathrobe, but he reeked of booze, Mom. He must have been, like, drinking all night long. But, you know, I don't understand these stars, you know. So we walk in, and who walks out of his door, you know, from his bedroom? He's in this huge suite, but Ann Curry, she walks out naked also from his bedroom.
Are you sure you should be saying this on the air?
I called them up. They said, you gotta tell your mom. This is an amazing story. So she walks out of the bedroom. She's naked. I don't know what the hell to do at this point. You know, I'm feeling very uncomfortable. You know, I don't mind Dan Curry, but Al Roker's still naked. That still bothers him. So, but anyways, you know, she says, you know, we can't go to the luncheon honoring Al Roker like this. He smells like booze. He's naked. Let's give him a shower. So, you know, still, you know, that's a really awkward situation for me, but all I'm saying to myself is I'm standing next to Samuel L. Jackson. I'm going to lunch with him. Put up with whatever crap they want, you know? So we go into the bathroom, but who is in the bathroom but USA Today's columnist, Craig Wilson. He's a bit effeminate. I don't know if you know him.
You're in the bathroom with all these people?
Well, yeah, now I'm in the bathroom with all of them, and Craig Wilson is in the bathtub getting a bubble bath. Right? He's giving himself a bubble. Who knows what he's doing to himself? But he's in a bubble bath, and he asks us if we'd all like to join him in a bubble bath. So, you know, I'm saying, again, sure, let's go for it, because, you know, Samuel L. Jackson, he's a huge star.
You got into a bubble bath with other people?
Well, yeah, you know, Dan Curry was there. It wasn't all guys, you know? So, but, you know, the end of the story is, so we go in, we're giving Al Roker a bath, and then we all decide, Sam Jackson, Brad Garrett, Carrot Top, Al Roker, Ann Curry, and USA Today's Craig Wilson, and I all had glorious seven-way sex. It was...
I don't know that you should be saying this.
He's a winner!
Mom, I'm telling
That's
you.
That's a winner!
Is...
Winner. That's a winner!
We have a winner.
We have a winner. Adam, you are the big winner today.
We have a winner.
That's how you do it.
All right.
We have a winner.
That's
you
right.
No, Mom, you're on the Don and Mike show.
Now, Mom, listen. Your son called us with that story, and it was the most amazing. We said you should call your mom and tell your mom.
I get it.
I called him up, and I guess it was for a cash prize. For
All right, Adam, let her in on the joke.
All right, Mom. No, they were having this contest to tell your mom 10 lies. You got to get through this whole story.
It's called Can You Get to 10, Deborah? And none of this ever really happened.
Because, Adam, you never know. It could have happened.
You still believe it.
I'm glad he's having a good time on my dollar in New York.
All right, Adam, you listening on WNEW?
Yeah, that's correct.
Good man. And $100 for you and Mom. We're going to send you, just in time for Mother's Day. You're going to love this. A DVD copy of Oz, the complete first season of Oz on DVD, and that's courtesy of HBO.
I hear Craig Wilson likes Oz.
You'll enjoy that.
Wait.
Oh, fantastic.
All right, thank you. Nice talking to you, Mom.
Thank you.
Good job, Adam. Good on, my friend.
All right, bye-bye.
And that, everybody, is how you play Can You Get to 10.
And I'm so glad we got the perfect Mother's Day gift. DVD collection of Oz.
Should you be saying this on the radio?
That's fantastic. Hey, I didn't know that. You know, when he started out, I didn't have any faith in him whatsoever.
He was good, though.
He was.
He must lie to his mom all the time.
Well, I believe his mom would believe just about anything.
And I can't believe you're saying this on the radio.
Did you really get a bathtub with those people?
Pretty good.
Oh, man. In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
It was Buzzito.
He made it up.
All right, Buzz, what's your lead story on the made-up news today?
Today, the Pope calls U.S. cardinals to Rome.
Really? Mark McGuire? Tony La Russa?
No, not those cardinals.
Gotcha.
The Catholic cardinal.
And also, I'd love to get to some of this email, too.
Yeah, lots of email, like the robotic email.
Yeah, because it's piling up.
And you got that bank story, too?
Yes, I do.
All right, man, we got too much to cram in the last part of the show. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
For news and comments.
News and comments.
Coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. That was very...
professional. This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
America's favorite helmets.
Don and Mike.
It'll be 87 degrees tomorrow. Tomorrow on the show, we're giving away cash.
Yeah, ladies, get out your knitting needles.
Girls, come on down for the homemade bikini contest.
Coconuts, pieces of tape, yards of fabric, little slices of things that you rip apart.
You know, I think, looking at the clock, we're going to go with Buzz's news, and we will save the Don and Mike at Verizon-UC.com for tomorrow. But there is one email I got to read you that does not have anything to do with our new robotic email.
Okay.
It is an email that a guy, obviously a fake name, Jorge Burbank, wrote to Craig Wilson.
Oh, no.
Jorge.
And the response.
Okay, very good.
Dear Mr. Craig Wilson, I have often read your column since it began. Recently here in Washington, D.C., I have been shocked to hear two local shock jocks reading your column every week and exaggerating your homosexuality. They are slandering you and Jack, and I am livid. I assume you know about this, and I want to say I hope you're pursuing any recourse. My partner Buzz and I went through a similar episode, and we successfully fought. By the way, if you and Jack are ever in Dewey Beach and would like to see the sights, the best of the hot local antiquing spots, let me know. Buzz and I enjoy a modest beachfront cottage in the area.
It's small.
And we're always looking for couples to join in the fun.
Very good.
Sincerely, Jorge.
Right.
And then he gets this back.
Oh, good.
From Craig Wilson, USA Today. Thanks for the nice note, Jorge. Yes, I know they've been doing this for quite some time, and the folks at GLAAD are monitoring them.
Ah.
Well, there's nothing to monitor.
Mm-hmm.
But it's actually been great publicity for the column.
Smart man.
I hear from lots of people who say they've started reading it now that they know that it runs every Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
No one from the gay community's complained to the station. I think it's best just to ignore them.
Well, he's getting good publicity. I will give a round of applause to Mr. Craig Wilson for that.
Yeah. Thank you. And make your column on Wednesday extra double special.
Yes, maybe he'll help us now, you know.
Please.
Right.
Hello, Barbara.
Hi.
Hi, honey.
I just wanted to know, how about a bikini made out of whipped cream and chocolate syrup?
Amen.
Yes.
Will that work?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
but we were thinking any household items at all.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But yes. Foodstuffs always work.
Fantastic. Okay. Cover yourself with whipped cream.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure.
And chocolate syrup.
Right.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay, cool, thanks.
Or just a chocolate syrup.
Yeah.
Just...
Either way.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, it's kind of running. It's going to be warm tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah, I know. Yeah, we'll bring you inside for that one, though.
Sure.
Okay.
All right, honey.
Well, there'll be certain ones that we have to bring inside.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Way inside. That was Barbara.
Just two Dixie cups and a leaf.
Yeah.
That would do it for me. That's a nice homemade bikini.
I've always been fond of the coconuts, but I seem to remember saran wrap a while back.
Mm.
That was just fantastic. Or aluminum foil.
And Band-Aids.
Band-Aids are wonderful.
Band-Aids over your boobs.
Little tape here and there.
The bottom, just like maybe a little piece of like see-through saran wrap.
I think paint, you know, little body paints work.
Yes. Sure. Homemade bikini contest tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah, come on. We want to see hundreds of women here.
Big cash prize.
Now, gauze.
With the news, here is Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike.
Speaking of gauze,
boss wants to see you in his office. That's what Catholic bishops in the U.S. are hearing today. Because of all the sex scandals involving priests, the Pope is calling all American cardinals to Rome for a meeting about it. The gathering's expected next week. It was just a few days ago the top U.S. bishops were in Rome for their semi-annual talks with the pontiff. Obviously, this subject came up. Now, the threat phoned into D.C. police yesterday said that a national bank in Washington would be blown up at noon today. So today, banks throughout the city closed or never open. Police took the threat seriously because the caller answered specific questions, including the type of explosive. Nothing happened. The FBI says the threat was, quote, a little overhyped. But she says the banks had to be notified because the call had a high degree of credibility. She says the banks were merely advised to be on the alert, but that a number of them made the decision on their own to just close instead.
Hold on there, Buzz.
All right.
Hold on a second. Damn it, guys.
You got a little problem with the phone?
Yeah, no, I got a problem with the overzealous. You know, generally speaking, the laziest bunch... I'm talking about Joe. Don't pick up line two, Joe. Don't pick it up.
Hey,
trying to get a phone call to come through.
Mm-hmm. Hello?
You hung up on it.
Hello?
Oh, dear.
I hung up.
I think we had a dignitary on the phone. Well, look, he's walked right in here to the studio right now.
No, it's very quick.
All right, it's very quick.
Very quick, Mike. It's nothing.
This is going to be the Pope calling his bishops home. His cardinals home.
It's a throwaway.
This is good. All right, we got it.
Like that.
Pope on the line.
All right, Pope, we have a Pope John Paul on the line. Hello, Your Holiness.
Hey, dude.
Hey, how you doing? We understand we've had trouble with our communication here trying to get you on the line. Hello, Holy Father.
First, God damn it, Joe, you're an idiot. You really effed up the tax bid today. Mike, I've called many of my cardinals.
Yes, I understand you're calling them back to the Vatican.
Mark McGuire.
Yes.
Bob Gibson.
Oh, I didn't know.
The man usual.
I had no idea you were calling cardinals that had retired back to the Vatican.
Dan Dierdorf.
Wow.
From the St. Louis Cardinals, the football cardinal.
Oh, I didn't understand. You mean even the football?
Jim Hart, the former quarterback of the St. Louis Cardinals.
Has Lou Brock been called back also?
Sweet Lou Brock.
Oh, that's Ozzie Smith. Yeah.
The Wizard of Oz.
Yes, that's wonderful. How about Tito Martinez? He's now a cardinal. Is he being called back?
I brought them all back.
Wonderful.
And I said to them all, here is my only rule.
Yes.
If there's no hair, don't go there.
Understand. That's your rule. Otherwise, anything goes.
It's okay.
Oh, very good. Okay.
It's okay.
Is that what you're going to say to them?
I had it put on T-shirts.
Well, what's the rule again?
If there's no hair,
right,
don't go there.
Way to take charge, Your Holiness. That's wonderful.
Thank you.
Okay, peace out.
Peace out. Hey, Mike.
Yes, Your Holiness.
I put one out for you today because you're the lonely guy.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Red Sox 4, Yankees 3.
Oh, really? Was that the score today?
That's the score. I made it happen for you.
Really? Final?
Because you had such a crappy time at the circus.
Hey, thank you, Your Holiness.
You're welcome.
You made me very happy.
Hey, Buzz.
Yes, Your Holiness.
Never mind.
All right.
Never mind.
Who knows what he was going to say, Buzz?
I have no idea.
Can you score me some Mike?
No, but Ozzy Osbourne can.
Bye.
Bye, Your Holiness. Bye. That was His Holiness. I didn't know that. Hey, he had some good news for me.
Come on, ladies and gentlemen.
All the cardinals are coming back, all of them with a little cardinal on their helmets.
And church attendance among young Catholics is down, apparently because of the recent priest sex scandals. New York Catholic Church officials say they've noticed fewer teens at Mass, a big drop-off in attendance at catechism, as well as at church retreats and other programs for young people. Quoting one Manhattan priest, "I knew we had a problem when I couldn't get anyone to volunteer as an altar boy. I think some young people just don't feel comfortable around priests anymore."
I wonder why.
A half dozen New York priests have been suspended in recent weeks over this.
Tomorrow, a twine bikini would be good.
Oh, twine would be fantastic. Twine. Rope.
Twine is fine.
palm leaves.
Fantastic.
Palm leaves. Mm-hmm. And Buzz, we have to break down.
All right.
We can come back and we can talk more about catechism.
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 Oh, I
catechism.
See.
Catechism.
The new version.
Catechism.
I get it. Post-it notes.
We'll be right back. Right for the bikini.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
Man, look at that son of a bitch. The Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just want to say the Yankees lost.
That's what I said, douche.
The Pope said they were going to win.
No, the Pope was telling me that the Yankees lost.
Mike is a Red Sox fan.
Right.
Oh, I thought the Pope said the Yankees are going to win 4-3. No.
Learn to listen.
The Yankees are going
to
win.
No, listen
Buzz,
to learn.
Buzz, what is that again?
Learn to listen. Listen
I'm sorry?
To learn. Learn to listen. Listen to learn.
Thank you. And now on line 6, is this really the hints from Heloise lady?
It's Heloise.
Heloise!
Hey there!
I don't even know. Hold on. If it's the real hints from Heloise lady,
rebook her.
Schedule her for tomorrow.
We'll figure out how to eat with our fingers.
Buzz, I have to acknowledge something here.
All right.
At least it's just brought to my attention.
What would that be?
And I am rightly pissed.
Oh, no.
I think a lot of people are pissed. I did not know this was happening, so let me just address this right away.
Okay.
If you send us an email to be read back by the computer, apparently the company, Verizon, what they do is they send you back an email.
Okay.
A spam email that says, Dear Don and Mike listener, thank you for your interest in the Don and Mike show as our way of saying thanks. We'd like you to try our service for 30 days. So it's like it's a come on.
Right.
Uh-huh. And if you send us 10 emails, they send you back 10 of these things.
Oh.
And people are pissed.
Mm.
And we received this letter today, which from James Jones that Lisa just brought in to me.
Earl?
No. Don and Mike, you've suckered your listeners into a marketing scam, and I'm irate. I've listened to your show since the 80s. Shame on you.
Wow.
You put my name on a list of some miserable email campaign. In your name, I might add. Let me say we didn't know that this was going to happen, and that I am going to talk to the people at Verizon and make sure that if you send an email to that Verizon-UC.com, you will not get a spam back.
Yeah, because the Lord knows we're getting the name out there enough.
Absolutely. And furthermore, you have my word, you will not be put on any kind of mailing list. And if you are, I will trash them faster than Mike leaves the studio every day.
Very good.
That's fast.
Okay?
All right.
So, my apologies, you know. Christ, just one time. I wish there was a client one time that would just realize the value you get by simply doing something with us.
Exactly.
I don't know why they always got to muck it up.
I know.
But if you got these emails, we apologize. Mm-hmm. We didn't know about it. We are asking Verizon to stop it.
Good, good. And we'll let you know how that goes also.
If they don't stop it, we'll stop doing the promotion.
And I won't make any phone calls anymore.
There you go.
Period.
Good for you,
Mike. No more cell phone calls.
What do you mean?
I'm a Verizon customer.
Oh, okay. All right.
I'll just stop. I'll do it the way I used to.
How's that?
Write letters.
There you go. So anyway, if that's happened to you and you're pissed, I understand.
Yep.
We apologize. I'm going to have a wonderful meeting with wonderful client meeting after the show today.
Meetings are fun. That can be, you know, sometimes the client's fault, sometimes the fault of the middle person.
Could be.
Yeah.
Could be. My money's on the middle person here.
Yeah, that's a... Sure, yeah, go ahead. And then they just don't happen to tell Don that.
Meanwhile, you know, people are, you know, and I'd be pissed too if I said something. I got to think back, you know, Dear Don, thank you for your interest. Jesus Christ, Verizon-UC.com is getting more mentions on this show than the name of the show is these days.
Absolutely.
So, trust me, we will handle that.
Very good, very good.
Please accept my humble apology. Heads will roll.
Good. Yeah.
Nipples will be scraped.
Ah, that's right.
Whatever that Sopranos
They'll thing be scraping
was.
Your nipples off that for the pretty clean upholstery.
Buzz, you got, boy, I have just, you know what? We might as well be married. I have screwed you so bad today.
Oh, thank you.
On the time. You got 30 seconds.
Well, let's jump right to finally, then. Ozzy Osbourne, at the height of his popularity, has just gotten a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Wearing his black suit, he told 1,000 fans, to say that this is an honor is not enough. This is just so overwhelming, with all of you turning out so early in the morning to see my old butt. The 53-year-old has found new popularity thanks to his MTV reality sitcom, The Osbournes. His Walk of Fame star lies just outside Ripley's Believe It or Not.
There you go.
Uh-huh.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
WNEW Toodaloo.
S.
Boom. Mark now.
Sorry,
no.
Sorry,
no.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. Approximately 1 minute.
Mm-hmm.
NEW has to drop off 1 minute early. Now we have approximately 1 minute. Just for us.
Just our quiet time.
Just for us. 1 minute.
Minute to wind down.
Minute to wind down.
Can I use this time? And we can use it any way we want. May I reiterate, we'd like to see some coconut bikinis tomorrow, some homemade bikinis.
Yes. Absolutely.
It's going to be 87 degrees, so bring us your most beautiful ones.
Homemade bikini contest, that is on tomorrow's show. And one very quick call in 20 seconds or less. Hello?
Hello, this is Dennis.
Hello, Dennis.
I just want to wish you a good day and have a pleasant afternoon. I'll be waiting in line for the post office.
Hey, you know, it's almost summertime, too, and that's when Dennis comes out.
Yeah. Bye, Dennis.
Okay, enjoy your minute alone.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye. Sing it one more time, guys. Just sing it a cappella.
We're gonna make it after all.
Then you gotta go meow.
Meow.
now.
All right, bye, Dennis. Okay.
Adios.
Goodbye. Good day to you, sir.
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 Rob?
Oh, you know it.
Yeah, forget it. Until tomorrow. Toodaloo.
Pass. So we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.